through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God, what's going to happen?
News and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
Yeah.
Hey.
Back in the studio for an actual live episode. Well, live to tape, as it were, of the Spanish.
Did you miss us?
I bet they missed us.
I think they did.
Yeah, I bet they did.
I missed them.
Did you?
I missed talking to them and them not being able to respond.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yes, this is the Spanish Announce Table.
Come on.
Episode 50 goddamn 5.
55. Going down 55.
If you're a new listener, over the last 2 weeks, I was on vacation, so we had the funniest moments of the Spanish Announce Table. Yes. So let's go back and listen to those to catch up. But I think we are the funniest pro wrestling podcast in existence.
Two things that I took away from our best of funniest moments. One, I laugh a lot.
Yes.
And two, I don't have a good laugh. Just don't approve of my laugh.
Just don't like
it
at
all.
Huh?
Nope. I cringed a lot of the times that I heard myself.
I'm glad we could help make T-Mac self-conscious.
Here. Yep.
That's awesome. So we normally kick off every episode with the news, and we still are going to kick off this episode with the news, but normally we do a little more, code coming in off the wire soundbite, and I give a headline, you try to guess what I'm talking about. I didn't fucking have time to do that, so
yeah,
we're just going to talk about some
and it
news.
Takes us a fucking week to get back into the groove.
Yeah, so screw you guys. It's a free podcast. We pay for it. You
before
don't.
We go into that, how was your vacation?
It was awesome.
Tell us what
really
you did.
Good. Okay, so we drove from Kansas City to Maine.
Yep, that's a long trip.
Yes, so we were 31 hours. Now, we stopped and saw Niagara Falls. And stopped near Syracuse and saw a good buddy of mine from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It was a military guy that I knew. And then we went on to Maine. We're up there for a week, staying on my wife's father's farm.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, that was interesting. We did that when we swam in the ocean a couple of days up there at Old Orchard Beach.
Wow.
In Maine, which was awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'd never been in the ocean.
Right.
So we did that. And then we went down to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
To see the wife's 95-year-old grandmother.
Still kicking.
On the other side, mom's, yep.
Still kicking.
And then we went into Stamford, Connecticut.
And we saw pictures of you at WWE headquarters.
WWE headquarters.
And they don't do a tour?
No
tours. Come the fuck
on.
Tours.
I know it.
You know how much money? Hey, you're losing money? Start opening up tours to the fucking WWE headquarters.
There you go.
Yeah, and make a couple of grand that way.
Yeah, that thing is locked down.
Fuck them.
There's gates in front of the parking.
You would think
like
you could take
down.
A tour of ESPN. You could take a tour of almost, you could take CNN. You could take a tour of almost every major corporation. Yeah. How much more money would that be? You'd see Rob Schamberger's painting.
So,
what the hell?
So we were going there because we were going to train into New York City. We got a hotel there. Take a 1-hour train ride into
New York
City.
Oh, you're going to take a train. I thought you meant like you're going to train, like do push-ups and stuff.
No, we're going to take a train ride into New York City. That's the plan. Got a hotel. Stay there the night.
Yep.
Well, we're going to get there that night, put our stuff in the hotel, train in New York City, spend a couple hours there, train back, get up the next day, train back again,
mm-hmm.
and then back right. and then home. As we're pulling off, the wife's like, let me stop at a dog park because we got the two dogs in the car.
Come on.
She goes, oh, I found a dog park, right? And as I'm looking up, because I was like, well, while we're here, I'm going to go see WWE World Headquarters. So I'm Googling, and I realized I was like, oh, and I said, how far away is that from the hotel? And I was like, well, and where are we now? I was doing all that, and I was like, oh, okay, so I'd get off at exit 6, and then the wife's GPS in the car that says where we're going is like, get off at exit 6, and I'm like, huh. And I'm like, man, this is somewhere close by here. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling her that. I was like, I think WWE headquarters is somewhere here, and we're taking a right. And I look back to the left, and all I can see in the back window is a gigantic black building with the WWE logo. That's all I can see, and I was like, there it is! It was right there! Totally marked out. Totally went like little girl. I was like, ah! It's there. So He's like, we'll go there. I'm like, yes, we will go there.
That is good. You had a good 2 weeks there.
Yeah, and went into – this is awesome. So B-Double, we've talked about him.
Of course.
Is the guy who's brought the Tweet the Table sign to all the teenagers.
And contributed a couple times.
And contributed. He gave me some advice on New York City because we were going down there and hooked me up with Mike E. Sizzle, who's a guy I've known from the other podcast, the AllWrestling.com Week in Review.
Mm-hmm.
Started talking to that guy, and that guy meets us in New York City on Sunday night. He's got to work Monday morning. Meets us there. He's 24-year-old kid. He works in New York City, like in Manhattan, has a girlfriend, an apartment.
He's 24.
He meets a 34-year-old man with his family.
Good for him.
Meets him in New York City, takes us out to eat, tells us where to get great pizza, shows us around, shows us Broadway, Times Square, the library, everything. And we talk about, he's like, that's the famous library. It's called the Ghostbusters Library because in Ghostbusters 2, that's where the... You know, and I'm like, this is awesome. You know, right. I mean, we're talking about everything. Yeah. Like, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
I never met before in my life.
Good people in the wrestling community.
Good people, yes. So, and then, of course, Sweet Stanley Rose hooked me up on info for the train ride.
You just
Even Mike Solo, a guy that I'd had issues with, he gave me some advice.
Where?
On New York. He lives there in Brooklyn.
Good.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Good for you, wrestling community.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping out, Captain Awesome.
I find wrestling somehow almost every day there. I kept texting you pictures of crap on the road.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. Jesus.
So the first day, I'm driving through St. Louis, and my daughter, 10 years old in the back, she keeps going, Where's the Ark? I want to get a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking pictures of it. She's all excited. There's the Ark. She'd never seen the Ark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take a picture of it, and I send it to you, and I said, as I drive here in the show me state of St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, it was awesome.
That was a good funny.
Trip. Yeah.
It was fun.
I got a chuckle out of that.
Good for you.
Yeah. So we're back.
We're back.
In the studio.
It felt good to be away, too.
By the way,
did a podcast.
Did you?
I did the DSJP.
Oh, you did? I listened to it? That's right. I did listen to that.
It was weird, too. For those of you that listen to this and then are listening to this now and say, well, that guy doesn't sound the same, I couldn't understand. I could only hear one person at a time.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure if they heard me. So, like, for 30 minutes, I was just like, what? And then I wanted to be quiet because I was like, if someone else is talking, I don't want to be a dick because I'm new to this. So... First 30 minutes, not very good of me. Later on, I get more vulgar.
Get accustomed to it.
Yeah, and accustomed
more
to it.
Vulgar, yeah.
So I apologize if you listen to the first 30 minutes as it. But did that.
If you haven't figured it out yet, if you're a new listener, we are a very uncensored.
You're fucking right we are.
Yeah, no holds barred, as it were.
No holds barred. I'll give you the cunt punt.
Yes. The Kansas City cunt punt.
That is so... And I forgot, listening back to the thing, I forgot about Pamela Marie Snyder.
Yes, so much greatness. We've been doing the show for a year now, and the last two episodes have been the funniest moments.
Oh, my God.
I think combined together, there's a good 3 hours of just little clips and content. Yep. Just a clip show, basically. And it's awesome. Better than the Seinfeld final episode, I'll give you that.
Better than Seinfeld, period.
So anyway, news this of the last couple weeks.
Yeah, let's just put it together. Here we go. First one, what do you got?
WWE releases.
Good.
Cut out.
You know what? Paul Heyman made a great point about this.
Yeah.
Because we kind of know they released a lot of people.
Yep.
But in any business that's successful, what you do is you ramp up. Right. And so you're putting in new employees to ramp up. And then once you hit a plateau that you're either one, comfortable with, or two, realize that's where it is, then you trim the fat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's what happens.
Yeah. My wife works for a major national corporation here, which I won't say to protect her interests. But they're a nationwide company, headquarters here in the Kansas City metro area. And they are notorious for layoffs. Notorious because that's what they do.
They cut the bottom 10% every year, right?
Got a couple projects.
Yep.
Get a bunch of people on to do this project. Project went great. Get some people the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Who sucked on that? Oh, you did? You're out then.
I think it's every
year they cut
a
10%. The bottom 10% gets cut, fired every year.
So people are worried about that. But hey
you strong survive.
You got to prove yourself.
Right. Exactly. Good for you. But anyhow, WWE.
But one of the major fallouts of this is there's no more WWE magazine.
And okay, so as nostalgic as we want to get about this, who the fuck is buying magazines?
Yeah, they said it was a break-even process for the most part, or very minimally profitable at best. They are set, and this is probably the better way to go. They said they are interested. If somebody wants it, they will license. So if somebody wants to create a WWE magazine, fine, they will license.
Right.
And then, you know, they'll make their income, and those people can make whatever they want off of it.
It's magazines. The only time I've ever picked up a magazine is if I'm waiting in line at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I go, I want to see some bullshit.
I can only imagine that magazines have kind of gone the way of radio, where these things where they're no longer at the height of their popularity. I'm sure the only way to make magazines profitable for somebody is some company owns 5,000 goddamn magazines, and they sell advertisers on, we'll put your ad in 5,000
right.
magazines.
Yep.
And so they will probably pay the licensing fee to get WWE, and then that'll just be one of the things. Oh, you make athletic apparel? We'll put you in every MMA and wrestling magazine across the world. Yeah.
But good for them to cut out stuff that they don't need anymore. Eventually, as big as they are, they still have to run a company that makes money. And
exactly.
Like you said, magazines, they just don't do shit.
No, yeah.
So
who cares? Yeah.
So, but it is sad because I can remember all the iconic covers that they had. But they can just put that in digital format now.
It's all online. Like Daniel Bryan, couple things. Stops a robber at his
home. Put him in a rear naked choke. Ha ha, jiu-jitsu motherfuckers.
And WWE made no mention of this.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you guys?
Well, go, hey, our guy's a badass.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Like, I don't understand. Like, what? Like,
they
why
should
do you
totally
not...
run. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you should totally run with that. Like, meanwhile.
Oh, by the way, we're fake, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not even that. Just go. Even when our guys are injured,
they can kick your ass.
They'll still kick your ass.
They will stop armed robbers.
Yeah, good for him.
But some of the fallout of that is during the press conference, he announces, and I found out WWE wasn't exactly aware of this, that he needs another surgery, this time for a nerve issue in his elbow.
God damn.
That will put him out till at least January 2015.
Man alive, that sucks. It sucks. It sucks.
But it's good that they catch it, though,
right
now, before he's coming back and ruining things. And
that press conference was really cool, too, because you got to see Daniel Bryan for, like, kind of the guy he is, you know?
Yeah.
It was a great little press conference that he did.
Yeah, yeah,
because
I
liked
it.
How – you didn't see it?
I didn't
see
it.
Oh, you should watch it. It's really good.
I was on vacation,
right,
so
well,
I didn't get to see it.
It's on TMZ, so you know,
okay, yeah.
It's an app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow,
I saw the Bleacher Report article.
Right, well,
it happened.
Well, you should watch the video because he gets emotional about because what made him really pissed off. Well, first off was someone was breaking in, but second off, he's a big collector of watches.
Oh, really?
And the last memento that he got from his father was this watch that he noticed was missing, and so that guy that stole it was fucked. That is probably, you know what I mean? I think if things were broke into and he goes, all right, is my dog good? Is my TV not, caved in?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We're good?
Right.
He probably, I'm just assuming, would have been like, all right, let's just call the cops.
Yeah.
But that watch, because he even got emotional when he said it.
Yeah.
Fucked with the wrong guy and the wrong thing you took.
And you got to think, it's like, maybe these people didn't know.
Right.
This is a fucking professional
wrestler
badass.
With, real MMA or fighting training.
So again, it's professional wrestling and it's scripted and it's acting.
But he's one of the guys that actually gets in there and rolls.
Yeah,
and
for the most part, you still have to be very athletically gifted and know how to take harm and to know how to take harm. You got to know how to give harm.
Right.
Don't fuck with someone. That's just stupid.
Don't do that. But anyhow, good for Daniel Bryan. Yeah, but they should bring it up. He's in a storyline.
Thanks.
Instead of, we'll get into tweet the table about the fucking thing they decided to do with him.
Alberto Del Rio is fired.
Yeah. Hey, IWC, here's my little rant of the week. You guys are fucking schizophrenic retards. You know why? He needs to get fired. So they fire him for maybe something that wasn't justified, but they fire him is what you wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, but Eva Marie still has a job. Yeah. Oh, he deserves better. Oh, Del Rio will miss you. No, you fucking won't. You hate anything.
I will not miss
that fucking bad acting, lame ass, doughy looking motherfucker ever.
Ever.
Yeah,
so
good.
It comes out, though, they're just like, hey, you released him for improper or unprofessional conduct and an altercation with an employee.
Right.
So I'm thinking, well, you got in a fight with somebody.
Yep.
And then it comes out later, there's a tweet saying, hey, if you're mad at anybody, be mad at Alberto Del Rio. They literally, like WWE's Twitter says, hey, this is his fault. Be mad at him. His actions. And then it comes out that he, I guess, slapped a social media worker for perceived racist comments. And I haven't heard what or...
Here's the thing that maybe, because initially this is what I thought. They didn't say the sex of the worker.
Mm.
If it was a woman?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I got to think,
Unless I didn't see it.
And I also don't know. I mean, this is idiots. The words coming from that is that this is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think WWE is in the public eye like that and publicly traded company. If he was the victim of racism, they probably wouldn't fire him over
right.
reacting about
it. Right, suspended him.
Right. So I got to think maybe that he's overblowing that or it's not. Or, yeah, man, like you said, they haven't said the sex of the employee. They are probably trying to protect the employee.
Right, but if it's a woman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. And Konnan, if you're listening, which I know you are, shut the fuck up with your every Mexican wrestler is being persecuted and bullshit.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Because then he went into the, yeah, Del Rio got fired.
Free
was
Ray,
it? Yeah, Free Ray. Fuck you, Konnan, okay? Yeah. You were never good at anything.
Yeah.
You sucked at saying Mexican phrases with Kevin Nash standing next to you.
Yeah.
When you're a half-decent wrestler. And Eric Bischoff, in his one and only book, said that you were the most difficult wrestler to work with. And he managed fucking with Macho Man
yeah.
and Crazy Flair and Hogan.
There's a lot of people that he probably hates.
Right. And
business.
You were the worst.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, your opinion doesn't mean shit to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
But anyhow, I'm going on a lot of rants. I don't
final
care.
Thing I got today.
Yeah.
TNA.
Might See ya.
Be done.
Bye-bye.
Spike TV is yet to renew.
Good.
And a lot of rumors that they're not gonna.
And they canceled their house shows in late September.
Yeah, they've taped up to everything through their final date. Everything's
good,
taped.
Good. Get rid of them.
Mm.
Bye.
Problem is,
nope.
There's always
no
a market for. There's always a market for a number two.
Yep.
You know who's going to be that number two?
Nope. It's going to be Ring of Honor.
Book
it's,
yeah.
No,
Mark,
it's not. Nope.
First of all,
that's a reality show.
First of all, they've got another deal with the largest wrestling thing in the Southern Hemisphere, out of South Africa. It's the largest independent wrestling company in the Southern Hemisphere.
Who?
I forget the name of the promotion. GFW has.
They've
made
GFW.
They made another deal. So they've got AAA. Yeah. They've got top ones in England and Germany. Yeah. And they got, what was the other one there that they got recently? Anyway, making these things, it's not going to be the Southern Hillbilly thing.
If Jeff Jarrett's running it, it's not going to be good.
Oh, man. I don't know.
We're gonna it's see, not going to be good.
TNA. I think they could wind up on, here's the thing. There's a lot of talk on, will they wind up on another network? But as we've stated before, nothing that NBC owns.
Right. Can't go on there.
Nothing that CBS owns.
Nope.
Because of Viacom.
Yep.
They don't want them. Fox has got the UFC.
Fox has every sport. They have NASCAR, yeah. Football, baseball. Yeah. They don't need.
The only way I could see them doing that then is they're paying fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Bottom dollar.
ABC's Disney.
ABC's Disney, so they're not going to do it.
Yep.
You're fucked.
Yep.
CBS is literally the only option.
Go to Netflix.
They could do something like that.
That's what I think their best option is. If they want to continue, I say, hey, this is what I say. You paint the picture, get the best PR people in the world for one job and one job only, and that is to paint the picture that Paul Heyman painted for the pay-per-view companies, and you blame some faceless entity mm-hmm. that is bigger than pro wrestling
yeah.
as the enemy of why you failed,
mm-hmm.
and you just go away.
Yeah.
You just go away. Because you're yeah. done. You fizzled out.
Or you could even paint it that, hey, we're trying to make this easier on the consumer. You already have Netflix. You know what I mean? It's
but
a cheap monthly subscription. We're on there.
I just think they need the name has a stink to it.
Somebody brought up that if you are forced to go to a different network, change the name and
that's what I'm saying.
Company.
Yeah. If you're going to stay, now your LLC and all that, I can understand because that costs a lot of money to do all
yeah.
that shit again.
Yep.
If that all wants to stay the same, got it.
Well, they are TNA Entertainment. But okay. they rebranded it to Impact Wrestling.
Right.
Right.
But what I'm saying, yeah, if you go to another network, you are something completely different.
Yeah.
I would get rid of the entire roster, too.
Oh, would you?
Yes.
Really? The entire roster.
No one stays. No one.
Wow.
No one.
No one.
No one.
Bobby Roode.
Nope.
Samoa Joe.
Nope. They all have that stink.
Yeah.
No. If you're going to make it viable and you're going to make it new, everyone's got to go.
New, yeah.
Now, they can come back. A year from now.
Yep. Look who's here.
Look who's back. Look who's debuting in this company, if you're going to call it a new name.
True, yeah.
But everyone's got to go. Lashley, sorry. Joe, sorry. Kenny King, sorry. Beautiful People, sorry. Everyone, you're fucking gone for a year.
Yeah.
You can't come back.
Yeah, the problem with TNA is they've done some great things over time, but they've done some shitty, stupid things. And the whole thing is they're also, it's like, hey, we're great. Oh, we suck. All right, we're going to change everybody and everything. And we watch it play out is the problem.
Yep.
So we see the mistakes live on television, and it's become so numerous. We're like, look, here's another mistake they're making.
And the biggest problem I've always had with them since they honestly, since they debuted on Spike, because I thought when they were on Fox Sports, they were doing a lot of original cool things, even though some of it was really cheesy. They were trying.
Right.
Is they were okay with, we're just going to be raw light.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be WWE, Diet WWE.
Yep, yep.
And you can't fucking do that.
Nope.
And you can't.
And it looks like now they are doing some great things now. I mean, I like their product now.
This
their
product.
Their latest show was great.
Yeah, this product with the people that are in place right now.
Yeah.
If this could have happened when they took that stab at Monday nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember?
Yep. Because here's the thing. They've booked all these other things like in September. They've booked the Manhattan Center some more. The Manhattan Center looked great on television.
Although now I'm hearing that they're dying off.
Yeah,
they're sitting there because this is what they do. They say, oh, this worked. Keep doing it. Keep doing it again.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. And that works for Cena because Cena has 7-year-olds.
Right.
Doesn't work for Bully Ray because Bully Ray has us. And we're fucking tired of seeing something 6 consecutive weeks where it's a weird fucking nothing.
Yeah, true.
I'm sorry. TNA. You can't get excited. You cannot get excited. This is the definition of TNA to me. That their last show, which we'll get into in Tweet the Table, was very solid. But you cannot get your demographic excited for the mystery wrestler that is Al Snow.
Oh, my God. And we'll talk about that in Tweet the Table.
Get what I'm saying?
Jesus,
that
right?
is the definite. You cannot say, great action.
Oh,
by the
way, he's a mystery. But everybody in the crowd knew he was here because he had a fucking head mannequin. You don't think the crowd caught on?
Right.
Not a fucking mystery at all.
Well, okay, even if it was a mystery, it's Al Snow.
It's Al fucking Snow. Yeah.
It's Al Snow. It's
Al Snow. He was never that popular.
Never.
Even in ECW.
He had one gimmick where people like to throw shit.
Because they like to say head.
Yeah.
Oh, on head.
Get it? It's a sexual reference.
See? I want head.
Yeah, and I am an ECW fan. I don't get laid.
Yeah.
So I like to say things that make you think that I get laid. Like head.
I want head.
I want head.
All right. Well, that's all I got, man.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and we are going to switch this up to make these shows a little bit shorter nowadays. We are doing away with our WWE and TNA recap segments because
fuck that shit.
Because we realize we're talking about the same shit when we do our hashtag Tweet the Table segment.
And we know you like to hear about yourself.
So we are going to roll into the next segment. It's going to be hashtag Tweet the Table.
Come on.
That's when we return to the newly revamped SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
Definitely check that out. And laughter increases your memory and learning.
Uh-huh.
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag two.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag Tweet the Table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Austin and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag Weekend Box Office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag mobile technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Hey, this is the Spanish Announce Table.
That's my favorite song.
Yep. I've got this Hogan theme, and coming up later, we're going to hear the other Hogan theme because it's Hogan's birthday.
Hogan's birthday, 61 years old, the biggest influence outside of my mother on my life. That's serious. Nice, yeah. I used to take vitamins.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know why.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because Hogan said to.
Yeah, he told me to.
Yep.
Yeah. And I trained.
Look, yeah, we might not be here now doing the show.
I
probably
definitely
wouldn't.
Oh, no.
If it wasn't for Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have said cool shit. Well, I thought it was cool. If he didn't turn on it, like, to the NWO.
Yeah. Revamped my interest in wrestling.
Oh, but.
Like, I was watching wrestling.
But he made me say cool shit. Like, too sweet. Now, I know you could say Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, but I was doing, like, the too sweet stuff.
Yep.
Because of him.
Yep.
I got through my teen years.
Yes.
Because of Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And Hulk
I feel
Hogan.
Like my attitude towards life was shaped by Hulk Hogan and the NWO.
Yeah.
In my, because I was, like I said, 16, 17, 18 mm-hmm. when that was at its height.
Yep.
So that, again, that was for me.
Yeah.
That was like, fuck you.
Right.
I'm the shit. Yep. I'm super cool. And you guys are nerds.
Hogan is the best. Yeah. And Jimi Hendrix. God bless America. I do a tweet the table that I don't know if you picked, but.
Nope.
You didn't pick any of mine?
Don't pick ours.
You never do one.
Well, yeah.
You should.
I've done a couple.
Once.
Yeah. No, I've done some during pay-per-views and stuff.
I did one last night because I didn't give a shit about Sheamus and fucking Randy Orton. Remember
who does?
Well, remember, this is the same match we booed the fuck out of 2 years ago after WrestleMania.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
So the same fucking thing. So I turned it to Joe Bonamassa. Amazing guitar player.
Yeah.
It stems back to Jimi Hendrix.
All right.
Jimi Hendrix, my music. Like those two... When Jimi Hendrix's song was Hulk Hogan's theme music, that was like the greatest thing in my world.
Yeah, because that's like your favorite song
favorite
ever.
Artist and my favorite wrestler. What the hell?
Yeah.
Check out Joe Bonamassa. Check him out.
So what we're going to do now is hashtag tweet the table.
Yes.
We do hashtag tweet the table every week because what we want you to do, you listening at home, is use the hashtag tweet the table.
Please.
For only $9.99. No.
Calm down. It's that is free. Not going through this
it is free.
Fucking podcast.
You hashtag tweet the table.
Unless it pays.
And you put your thoughts on wrestling, on the show, on wrestlers, on anything related that we can talk about on this show, and we will read it on the air. Now, of course, they're so numerous we can't read them all, but we will read at least one of yours and the best of yours.
And I noticed a couple people are new.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So I was able to now filter this kind of by topic so that maybe we can run through these a little bit quicker.
Yep.
First topic we're going to talk about is Kane.
Ugh.
Katie First Lady says, Kane's back in the suit. Hashtag tweet the table. And at Lil B Little, we haven't heard from him in a while, says, he's corporate Kane. He's masked Kane. He's corporate Kane. Did WWE rehire Vince Russo? Hashtag tweet the table.
Well,
P.S.
Oh, God, I got P.S. in this.
Missed you guys.
God damn it.
And
how am I getting PS?
At WIR Cataclysmic says, Kane is once again corporate Kane. This is so exciting. It's just the breath of fresh air his character needs. Hashtag sarcasm. Hashtag tweet table. Hashtag raw.
Kane sucks.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, it's not. Look, Kane's match with Daniel Bryan is, in my book, top 10 match of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, he can still wrestle a great match.
I don't
match.
Think this is his fault.
No, it's just, man.
So I think part of the reason that I heard they're doing some of this is, Hear No Evil, See No Evil, whatever, 2 is about to come out. See No Evil 2 is about to come out. And to promote it, they want his character, which is his face. They want to be able to have it recognizable as his face when they're promoting it, which I think is stupid. You could just say it's Kane.
Yeah.
People have seen him before. It's not like it was that long ago. People didn't forget what his fucking face looks like.
They just, this writing team is as bad as Doink the Clown, Burger King, Jerry Lawler. All that shit. This writing team is on par with that writing team.
That's bad.
I know.
That is bad.
And this the only difference is I'm excited because this talent level is still good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh no, this is some of the best talent they've had. Like we said, since the
92.
The what era did they call that? The
golden age or
no? It was before the it was
new generation.
The new generation.
Yeah, new generation. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Your Michaels, Mr. Perfect, Bret Hart.
Owen Hart. Yoko.
Yeah,
all of them.
All of that stuff, yeah. Yeah.
But this writing team fucking sucks.
No, it's terrible.
They don't know what they're doing. They're having to answer to 15 different people. They're trying to appease everyone so they appease no one. It's just fucking lame.
Yeah.
Fire all of them.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about Miz and Ziggler.
I like this storyline. Do you?
I don't mind the storyline. It's just not much of a storyline.
I think the one part where I wish they would play up to it a little bit more is the, we knew each other as kids. We've known each other for 15 years.
Did they know each other as kids?
That's what they're saying.
Oh.
Because they're both from Cleveland.
Right.
That's and, you know, it's pro wrestling.
That's right there.
But what I'm saying is, get into that. Let's get into the, hey, man, I've never liked you since we were 10 years old. Well, I don't like you.
You stole my girl.
Right. You know, who cares? Yeah.
So, at WIR Cataclysmic says, can someone please explain to me why Ziggler is making his way to the ring wearing Miz's shirt? Hashtag Raw, hashtag table. Because Ziggler's an asshole like that.
Right.
Steals your girlfriend. Steals your merch.
Hey, I'll wear your fucking shirt better than you do, and you're not even wearing your shit, so I'll wear it for you and fucking sell it.
And the only other one is Cataclysmic also. He says, remember when Cole was all over Miz's ass and he was feuding with Brian? How times have changed. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag
and Miz even brought that up. He was like, hey, what happened, Cole? You used to love me.
Used to be my best fucking friend around here. Yeah.
I think that match is going to be good. I think Miz...
Oh, the match will be good.
Well, I think Miz is trying... I think he understands... Maybe this is just an outsider's perspective. I think he understands, like, all right, if I fuck this one up, I might not get another push.
No, and I think The Miz has been unfairly shit on for a lot of the time. You know what I mean? Like, he's a great ambassador for the for the show. He's not terrible in ring. He's definitely usable.
He has a very original
moveset. He's got a good look. He needed to change things up, and he did that, albeit maybe not as much as people would have liked to seen.
Right.
But sometimes you can't go all out and do it completely different. You can't go Husky Harris to Bray Wyatt all the time.
Yeah.
It's just not in the cards for a guy like Miz.
Did you see Maryse, how she got involved in this?
No.
On Twitter?
No.
So she's hot.
Yes.
I mean, she's just smoking hot.
Yeah.
And she tweets Dolph Ziggler, only Miz gets this.
Nice.
And Dolph Ziggler says... Photoshop does great wonders. And then immediately says, I'm sorry, just kidding. You're the best wrestler, ... in your house.
Nice.
She's
That's
a better
funny.
Wrestler. He's awesome.
That is
if they
awesome.
Just let him be a dick.
Oh, in, I know.
In himself.
Oh, I know.
But keep him babyface to where the Brock Lesnar's, and that's just a bad example, but the Brock Lesnar's kick his ass because, you know, he's not a chicken shit, but he's just cooler than everyone in the room. God, he does great promos. He does.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that, and guys like Steve Austin and other people have said this on their podcast, like the temperature backstage is one of everybody's afraid to do something brave, to go out and do that because they're afraid for their spot because it's only WWE right now.
Well, and what said is on the second screen experience, he's having great promos.
Amazing.
So just give him the promo.
Yeah, let him do it. Yeah.
Give the promo.
It'd be great if you'd use that. Like, oh, we saw it on the second screen experience. It's been doing well.
Right.
Like, everybody's afraid to do anything bold.
Well, they did that sit-down interview with them,
but
it was on WWE.com.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody saw it.
Right.
Anyway, we'll move on. It's time for Jack Swagger talk. Yeah?
I'm...
Heavy Set 330 says, time for the best part of the show, we the people. Hashtag tweet the table. DSJMP.com says, Cesaro is about to job to Swagger. What happened, Cesaro? Hashtag Raw, hashtag to the table.
Spinning your wheels.
And at WIR Cataclysmic says, Jack Swagger looks like he's in a lot of pain. It's called karma, Jack. What goes around comes around. Hashtag reckless oaf. Hashtag to the table. Hashtag Raw.
Okay, let's get into this a little bit.
Yeah.
Rusev, Jack Swagger?
Uh-huh.
Your comments.
They milked it too long, I think.
It's yep. Not, yeah. And here's my biggest takeaway. Zeb Coulter, go home.
Really?
You're not doing, you know, his promos suck.
Mm.
I think he's scatterbrained. I don't think he knows where he's going. I think
it worked better when he was heel, and he's just the crazy old bastard.
And here's the other thing. It's hard for me to like, this guy needs to come out. He can barely fucking walk.
Yeah.
Let's have him work with the talent backstage instead of bringing his ass out here.
Yeah.
He's done.
I think Cataclysmic, I've heard him talk about this a lot, Swagger being reckless. They wouldn't keep putting him out there on every show, and they kept him out there even when he was a nobody, like had nothing, like he was the Ziggler guy.
Yeah.
If he was that reckless and was harming people,
right.
There was two accidents in a short period of time that may or may not have even been completely his fault.
Yeah, the kick to Ziggler. I don't think they're like, best friends.
Yeah,
like, they're not going to fucking really try to
calm it down a little bit. And Cesaro, they've talked plenty of times in the news that there are plans for Cesaro. They want him as a big face, but what they don't want to do is take away from their pushing Reigns right now. So they're stalling Cesaro, and they don't want to stall him as a face because they want to, when he turns face, they want to give it that gigantic push. And they said it probably will be with Heyman. So they're holding the story now where it's an amicable split that they can readdress later.
Yeah.
Now, does something bad happen between now and then that'll halt that? Crazier things have happened. But
it's just,
I don't know.
Poor Cesaro. Yeah. And Swagger in this, I'm done. I'm done.
I don't care anymore.
And Lana, God bless you. You are just the prettiest thing on my television.
When they're done with Rusev, is she done?
No.
I think she shouldn't be.
No.
But is she going to go the way of Armando Alejandro Estrada?
No, because you know what you do? This is what I would do. You have Rusev turn on Lana for costing him wins. Yeah. And then you make her American.
I was going to say, is she married to that Russian accent, though?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You scare the Russian out of her.
But it's wrestling. You can go, she's been taking vocal. Like, you can.
Kofi Kingston at one time had a damn accent.
Yes, he did.
You know? We could scare the Russian out of her.
When they caught him, they're like, yeah. Hey. Where's your accent?
Yeah. So, no, I think. And then you would just, oh, God, just have her on my television.
Mm.
I love her.
Alberto Del Rio.
Lana, I love you.
Mm. NWR Cataclysmic says, Del Rio gets fired after slapping a WWE social media worker. I wonder if the same punishment applies to Orton or Cena. Hashtag tweet the table.
Say what you said off air.
I said, no, it doesn't apply to them because they fucking make money for the company.
Yep.
And right or wrong, that is how the world works in every facet of everything.
Yeah.
If I was a salesman and I brought 50% of the company's sales to the company and another guy brought 10% and he slapped somebody and he gets fired, I could probably slap that person and not get fired. That's how it works.
Well, within reason, yes.
Within reason.
This is how the world works. I'll give you a little insight on how the world works if you haven't figured it out already.
Right.
You're not paid and you're not treated in this world as who you are. You're paid on how replaceable you are.
Yeah.
You know why Peyton Manning makes $20 million a year?
Yeah.
It's because he's the only one that can throw that fucking pass 60 yards down the field.
Yeah.
You know why a teacher gets 30 grand? It's because you go to any college, there's 60 of them waiting to take that job.
Yeah, exactly.
She's replaceable or he's replaceable as a teacher.
Yep.
Peyton ain't.
Yep.
That's how this world works.
Yeah. Same thing with firemen.
Right.
Like, look, we got plenty of people that are willing to take a government job.
Yep. Yep. So, you want to be a dick? You're fired.
Yep, exactly.
And with Del Rio, right now, the roster, like we said, is coming up. They just signed Steen. They got Devitt, or how do you say it?
Prince Devitt.
Devitt. I'm sorry.
I think.
Prince Devitt. You've got Kenta. You've got Sami Zayn wanting to come up. You got the Ascension. So Del Rio, you want to be fucking a dick, and
you're
even
stale,
if you're pissed.
And
yeah.
You've mentioned that you're going to write out your contract.
Right. So you want to be a dick?
Yeah.
Or you want to lose your temper?
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, this might not have been the thing that got him fired. This might have been the final straw.
Right.
Anyway, Heavy Set 330 chimes in on the subject and says, Slam City spoiler, ADR is fired and dropped and deported after slapping a customer at the coffee shop. Hashtag tweet the table. That would be funny if they did that.
That would be great.
Yeah, ADR. Have fun in AAA and fuck you, America Championship Wrestling.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
You know, did you hear that yawn?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about him.
We're going to talk about Heath Slater.
How awesome is Heath Slater?
You
love this.
DSJ and PCOM says, is it me or is Heath Slater doing really well versus Dolph? Hashtag Raw, hashtag Tweet the Table. Candy First Lady says, well, Slater's momentum keeps going. Who knew? Hashtag Tweet the Table. And WIR Cataclysmic, the ever positive and patient man that he is, says, fuck Heath Slater. How does this jabroni still have a job? Hashtag Tweet the Table, hashtag Raw. Because he's good. He draws an immense amount of heat. And he's very good at that. He's a guy you love to hate.
Well, and here's where I think he's doing great right now is with these, like, wins. Like, I thought it was perfect how he came out against Seth Rollins where he knew, and we all knew, that Rollins was going to kick his ass.
Yeah,
but he
yeah.
still was had, like, this douchebag confidence.
Yes.
Where he was like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like,
that's what's good. It's like the douchebagginess of this.
Well, and he's like, everyone has this friend. And if you don't have this friend, you're that friend.
Yeah.
But it's like the douchebag friend, right? Where it's like, hey, he's a fucking douchebag, but you don't make fun of him because he's my douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's how I kind of feel about Heath Slater. It's like, is he a great character? No. Is he even like remotely fun as far as like in-ring matches? Not really.
I don't think he's necessarily a bad character,
but he's
not
bad either. No. But does he act like a douchebag?
Yes.
But you don't talk shit on him.
No.
Because that's my douchebag. Hashtag my douchebag. That's what.
Hashtag my douchebag. Yeah. All right. I like Heath Slater and always did.
Yeah, I didn't like him with the three-man band.
No, the three-man band was terrible.
One-man band
was great.
One-man band.
That made sense.
When he was doing the Sandow role,
yes.
Losing to every legend.
Yes.
Lita was beating him. Vader yes. was beating him.
And he was singing the songs.
Right.
And stuff, like, it's just the heat magnet.
That's what he's good at.
All right, we're going to talk about Paige and AJ.
I like this.
At Heavyset330 chimes in with a picture. And it's a picture of Eva Marie. And it says, hate me, but I like Eva Marie way more than Paige. At least Eva Marie is pretty.
Well, who said this?
Well, Heavyset gave us this picture. I don't know who made the
Heavyset,
picture.
Heavyset, you best not agree with that.
At DSJMPcom says, hey, look, Dum Dum won something. Okay, let's burn that Divas title now. Hashtag Raw, hashtag Tweet the Table.
Oh, because Eva Marie won.
You're right. P.S., the new real Paige, WWE, is great.
Yeah, she's hot.
And Heavyset330 chimes in and says, roses are red. Paige is pale. The end. Hashtag Tweet the Table.
Look, that Casper-looking girl is fine with me. I like that. This is what I've liked, is that AJ, for being crazy.
Casper-looking girl.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like a clear gummy bear.
Yeah.
For AJ being the crazy one, she's getting out crazied.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I like it a lot, yes.
It's an interesting wrinkle in the Divas division.
Yes.
You know what it's better than? Cameron and Naomi.
Yes.
So,
which is.
Right. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. I like Paige and AJ. It's an amazing story. And it's just like, oh, I knew you'd be upset when I pushed you off the stage.
Right.
But it's not like I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to punch your face.
I just get the face I want to punch so
right.
much.
I think it's good because both girls, as far as the Divas division,
yeah.
are at the top of everything.
Yes.
Maybe they're not one, but the other one's one and they're two. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yep.
And so this is perfect for
it's
me.
It's perfect, yeah.
Keep it going.
All right. Let's talk about Rybacksel.
Why?
Yeah. At Kiwi Tuts.
Kiwi!
Says, this must be the 1 millionth time Rybacksel and the Rhodes brothers have faced each other. Hashtag tweet the table. At Heavyset330 says, did Ryback raid Axel's dad's wardrobe? Hashtag tweet the table. He was wearing that blue singlet. At Heavyset330 says, can't wait for Ryback to do the Far From Perfect Plex. Hashtag tweet the table.
Far From Perfect.
At the Iceman Forever.
Yeah, Iceman.
Rybacksel, the dumbest name for a tag team ever. Hashtag tweet the table. Indeed.
And he's worked independent wrestling.
Yeah.
So you know he's heard some bad
yes.
shit.
At the Mop Jockey says, hashtag tweet the table. Ha ha. Curtis Axel is the most decorated wrestler in this match. Ha ha. Hashtag Raw. That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rybacksel. I just like, I see what they thought. Rybacksel's, it feels like Rybacksel's trying the most minimal effort they can to be the douchebaggery. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, look at us. We're dicks. But either they're not allowed to go full bore or that's all they've got.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's flat.
It's flat.
And
they're not in any meaningful storyline.
And Dusty Rhodes, or not Dusty Rhodes, what do you call him?
Dusty's Dusts.
Dusty's Dust.
Uh-huh.
You guys suck.
Yeah.
I'm
not feeling it.
Here's where I got irritated with Cody Rhodes. And it's not his fault. Or maybe it is. But Hogan's birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Right? They say, here's the locker room. And everyone's just standing there.
Yep.
Not that motherfucker. He's still selling out to his character, which I get to a little bit,
that
but
guy
it's like
buys in though.
But it's like, hey, let's pump the brakes there,
yeah, yeah.
Tony Stewart.
Yeah, I oh shit.
And let's just fucking focus on
that's something. What I'm gonna say every time from now on. I'm like, pump the brakes there, Tony Stewart.
That caught me off guard.
That's terrible.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Oh, it's one of those things, like, right when you say it, you know, like, man, there's another, like, if there's a judgment day and they have the scales there, there's another pebble on the hell side. Pump the brakes there, Tony Stewart.
But anyhow, let's pump the brakes on selling out to the character. Let's just have some time where it's something else, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about Ambrose and Rollins. Thanks.
I'm stupid. Okay, let's go.
I like that, though. At Katie First Lady says, a little bummed that the Ambrose-Rollins match is a lumberjack match. Maybe Money in the Bank at Night of Champions. Hashtag tweet the table.
It doesn't make sense for it to be a lumberjack. Because are they running away from each other?
Yeah, no. He keeps confronting him.
And, like, and Seth Rollins, for as much as he's supposed to be the chicken shit.
Yeah, he still fights him.
Yeah, he still goes after him. So I don't get why the Lumberjacks are there.
I don't know. At the Mob Jockey says, hashtag to table, fuck yeah, Mike Spiking Ambrose is back.
Yeah, I love it.
At WIR Cataclysmic, does Ambrose plan on having his shoulder taped up for the remainder of his career, kind of like Bob Orton in the cast, hashtag to table?
I hope so.
I thought I'd heard that it was a tattoo that they didn't want being shown. It was a new tattoo.
Really? Is that why he wears so much clothes? Is he tattooed up?
Well, I think they said he got a new tattoo.
Well, I'm saying, like, I mean, he's always worn jeans, too. Does he have, like, leg tattoos or something?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I remember in the indies, you know, he looked just like a normal dude,
mm-hmm.
and he wore the underwear or the singlet, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Interesting. He does wear a lot of shit. That'd be hot. I'd get tired of it.
Yeah, wrestling in jeans has got to be tough.
Yeah, fuck. That'd be horrible.
Because those aren't exactly, they don't move and they don't breathe.
Right.
And they don't, yeah. Anyway, I'm excited for this match, but I'm kind of ready for it to culminate.
I'm ready for either the next big chapter.
Right.
Or for it to end.
Or to go, yeah.
And I honestly, because I like their matches so much, I'm leaning towards give me something else. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
I just want to give me something else. I don't want it to end.
Give me a new wrinkle.
But you got to do something.
All right, we'll talk about Roman Reigns, another member of the now dead Shield.
Yeah, who just doesn't give a shit about
those two fighting.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Doesn't care that Roman Reigns did that, or that Seth Rollins did that.
Yeah.
But somehow Dean Ambrose is just, I mean, I guess if you one of the two was going to fixate on it and not let it go and be crazy,
but,
it'd be Dean Ambrose.
But like, perfect example was 3 weeks ago, I think it was, when Dean Ambrose gets attacked backstage.
Yeah.
For Roman Reigns not to even do anything.
Yeah, that was your buddy, and you got screwed over just as much as he did. Yeah.
Or just a backstage segment where the
guy
two of them
beat you down also.
Right.
With a chair.
This
more so.
Right. Yeah.
He got the worst of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But where I would think it would be cool to remind us, maybe they don't want to, but just do a backstage segment where Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are talking, and Roman's just like, hey, I saw what you did with the contract and the briefcase. Pretty good.
Pretty
and
good.
Then you could have Corporate Kane just go, oh, you guys think that's funny? Roman Reigns, you have a match?
Dean
Ambrose, you're
banned
off.
Building,
you're not doing something tonight, you know?
Just one time, like, they're fighting backstage, or they're about to, you know, like, somebody's about to beat down Dean Ambrose, and Reigns comes in and just fucking elbows the shit out of somebody.
Right.
And Ambrose is able to escape. You know what I mean? Just something. Give us something.
Or, if you're going to do the, here's two storylines that don't make sense, let's put them together, put those two together.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, and Kane.
DSJMP.com says, I am not sure if a snake without fangs is a worm. I believe it's still a snake. Hashtag go away, Roman. Hashtag tweet the table. And at WIR Cataclysmic says, I'm one of Roman's bigger supporters. And yes, he's still learning on the mic, but that promo was Brie Bella level bad. Hashtag tweet the table.
I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Renee Young appeared out of nowhere.
I like that. She can appear anywhere she wants.
Yes. And asked him, you know, what do you think about your match coming up? And he was bad.
Was it?
Didn't say much. Not worth
what, did he deliver it like he's cool?
No.
Man. Because that's his one saving grace. He delivers his promos typically with that RVD cool where it's like, hey, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but I'm still cooler than you, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see that, though.
Yeah. Eva Marie. Heavy Set chimes in with two tweets on Eva Marie.
All right.
Says, really hope Eva Marie wins just to piss off the IWC, hashtag
yes.
table. And then he says, yes, Eva Marie wins, hashtag IWC riots, hashtag tweet the table. Yeah, that was about the Paige AJ feud, though. It could have been anybody.
Right. She's hot.
Dan the Cannon, who's been on the show before, brings up that Eva Marie, there is money in her.
Yeah.
She sucks, but that's where the money is. People hate her. And you can be able to, like Heath Slater, boy, they're not using it to its full potential because they could get some fucking heat and they could really build some good faces
the
off of her.
The dumb bimbo, you know? The
like,
dumb
literally,
bimbo
like,
where she
I don't
just,
know much about wrestling, but look, I'm making all this. I'm the, you know what I mean? Like, oh, God.
You guys don't think I can wrestle? I beat the champ.
Yeah.
You
oh,
know?
God.
And then, like.
Just have her be a bitch. Just
and then have her do one dumb thing every week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, let her. She can't find her way to the arena.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just something.
Even where your match is in 20 minutes, my GPS, well, I don't know where
yeah,
I'm
I don't
going.
Know where, yeah. Yeah. All right, Jericho Heavyset 330 says, I don't know why, but I am bored with the Wyatt-Jericho feud. I find Jericho boring the last few years, though, hashtag tweet the table. And WIR Cataclysmic chimes in and says, really love the one-on-one sit-down between Bray and Jericho, yet people are still bitching about this feud. Hashtag tweet the table, hashtag raw. It is slow. I will give it that.
I'm tired of the nursery rhymes from Bray Wyatt. He's got to do something for me. Yeah. And that sounds very selfish. And hey, I'm an asshole. I am selfish. I just made a Tony Stewart reference earlier. Not a good person. But you've got to, it can't be intriguing. Because this is what initially got me hooked.
Uh-huh.
Hey, kind of like what we're talking about. This, he's going to take down the machine. Who's the machine? Oh my God. Right? Uh-huh. But now everything's just falling on deaf ears. And it's just, what?
Yeah.
And so, even though they're great promos, and that was awesome. I even like Jericho's part where he's like,
yeah,
I'm going to be the first one that leaves you speechless.
Yeah.
Loved it. But I'm predicting, unfortunately, it's just going to be a flat finish.
Yeah. It's.
And that's why I'm.
Yeah.
Part that's
of
why
it
I'm
is,
not excited.
Yeah. And part of it's too, the Jericho thing where I'm just kind of like, I don't care about Jericho anymore.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be gone.
Let's talk about, here, I'll just start reading the tweets and you'll understand what we're talking about.
All right.
WIR Cataclysmic says, can this $9.99 shit hurry up and fucking die already? That and Uso Crazy, hashtag tweet table, hashtag raw. He also says, awesome promo by Ambrose till he totally bombed with the fucking $9.99 shit for fuck's sake, hashtag raw, hashtag tweet table. Heavyset 330 says, after his divorce, Hogan may actually need that $9.99 for the WWE Network, hashtag tweet the table. P.S.
God, I got P.S. on this.
$10 minus 1 cent. Heavyset 330 also said, "I think Bo Dallas should come out and give Brie Bella a pep talk." Hashtag Bo leave. Hashtag tweet the table. I don't the 999 thing. I get what they're trying to do.
I think
P.S.
God damn it.
Bo leave for only $9.99 a month. Katie First Lady chimes in and says, "Steph versus Brie tonight on free TV. When they can do it on the network for $9.99? I don't think so. Hashtag tweet the table." Katie First Lady also says, if Ambrose promoting the network for $9.99 doesn't make you want to buy it, what will? Hashtag tweet the table. And Heavyset 330 says, you can send Table Show some money. I hear $9.99 is affordable amount. Hashtag tweet the table. That would be awesome.
That
send us some
great
fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get what they're trying to do.
I understand.
P.S.
No, you can't. No, no, no. Mm-mm. It doesn't count if you start talking and then stop yourself.
$9.99.
You're a dick.
P.P.S.
I hope you fall upstairs.
$9.99. That's a great one. And get bad credit.
And get bad credit.
P.P.
No.
P.S.
No.
$9.99.
Are we done with that?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. Because now we're just going to get dead air. They don't get that. They can't see our faces.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah. There's no backtrack.
I think it's the focal point of their company, and I totally understand that. And now I think they understand that they've hit, okay, we're all tired of this, but we still got to promote it.
Yeah.
Because at first, it was they're being legit, and it was super fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But like when they had Hogan's cake and the $9.99,
yeah,
that's a fun
thing. I think it's to make it less like we're like, all right, fuckers, now it's gonna be like, hey, like the signs,
right?
One said network $9.99 instead of like Austin 316,
right,
which was awesome.
Yeah, it's
one
gonna
said,
make it a joke.
I saw a sign that said NWO for $9.99.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's talk about John Cena.
Six
at DSJMPcom says, you can't see me. Come on, Titan T-Mac. You know you can. Hashtag never give up. Hashtag Cena versus Brock. Hashtag tweet table. Heavyset 330 says, watch the episode of Raw earlier today where John Cena got drafted to Raw. He got one hell of a pop. Times sure have changed. Hashtag tweet the table.
I think the last time he got a pop that was on that level was when he made that surprise appearance at Royal Rumble.
Yes. Heavyset 330 says, also rewatched Raw 1000 earlier too. Both episodes from the show me state of St. Louis, Missouri. Hashtag that's a city. Hashtag tweet the table. Blukazoo 512.
Come on, Blukazoo. Where you at?
A new female listener.
Oh, say what?
John Cena, how can we not see you? You look like you're sponsoring McDonald's. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag raw. Hashtag John Cena. Hashtag ketchup. Hashtag McDonald's.
Hashtag ketchup.
Hashtag ketchup. At the Iceman forever.
Iceman. Hey, I saw him wrestle this weekend.
Yes.
It was very fun.
In Independence, Missouri.
Independence, Missouri.
At John Cena looks like Mario in his new colors. Hashtag raw. Hashtag WWE. Hashtag tweet the table. At Heavyset 330 says, when was the moment that the IWC turned on Cena? When he was drafted to Raw, he got a pop. The next year at One Night Stand, booed. Hashtag tweet the table.
I can tell you when. It was ECW. It was as soon as he started going up against Rob Van Dam.
Oh, yeah. That's true, yeah.
That was because Rob Van Dam's cooler than John Cena.
Still one of my favorite lines ever in wrestling is when Rob Van Dam had both the belts and he was like, I think I'm going to keep this one too. He's like, is this one I worked for my whole life and it means so much to me and all the lineage on it and everything. And he's talking about the ECW belt and he's like, and this one, it spins. Yeah, I just fucking rolled.
That's when they started turning because we're a little bit tired of them. Mm-hmm. And ECW at that time was the coolest shit ever.
And WR Cataclysmic, the final one on Cena, says, so good to see Cena out of that horrible line of green merch. He still looks like a dumbass, though. Hashtag tweet the table.
I like that promo.
What?
His promo last night on Monday
night. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was great. The only line where it was like, you want to rip me limb from limb? I'm giving you my hand. I've got too many fingers, but I'm giving you the middle one.
It helped him, I think, to be the savior to stop Brock Lesnar from beating everybody's ass in that thing.
Oh, at the very end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about the promo, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm just saying, like, he's looked good in this feud.
Yeah.
Pre-recorded things, everything.
Right. Oh, the hype where they just did those like UFC type interviews was insane. Because one, Brock Lesnar wasn't doing a promo. They just said, hey, talk.
Yeah, yeah, just
and
talk.
He's just an asshole.
Ask me another stupid fucking question.
Right. But here's the cool thing I think from Cena's part. And this is why I'm buying into Cena a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Positive and patient.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's true, but I don't think he likes him.
No, he probably doesn't.
And
I don't think he likes anybody.
But I think Cena likes a lot of people.
Oh, Cena doesn't like Lesnar? I thought you were saying Lesnar doesn't like Cena.
No, Lesnar hates every person.
Yeah.
That's accepted.
Yeah.
But it feels like with Cena, he's doing...
He's like, Lesnar works 8 fucking times a year.
But like when he yells at him, like when he was yelling at him at the Hogan birthday thing, it didn't feel like a, hey, come on. It felt like a, you punk bitch, I can really kick your ass, and everyone thinks I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's try to kick your ass.
Yeah.
It feels like maybe he's trying to think like, maybe I can't, which I don't think he could.
No.
Brock Lesnar is a freak.
Yeah.
But Cena maybe, because his ego, we all have egos, and we all think we can fight.
Yeah.
I think he's getting a little bit of that into the storyline.
Well, we got some truth tables on Lesnar. WIR Cataclysmic says, are you fucking crazy? You can't be throwing a party in Brock Lesnar's house. Prepare to be conquered. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag raw. Hashtag
let's do this.
He also says, Lesnar's not deserving of the WWE World Heavyweight title. Funny, didn't he beat the streak?
And isn't he the youngest champion?
Yeah.
Or no, second youngest. Orton beat it.
Says he's the most deserving. Hashtag tweet the table. Hashtag raw. He also says, Paul Heyman rapping. Is there anything this man can't do? Hashtag raw, hashtag tweet the table.
Get the DVD if you haven't got it either.
At GBL316, diverticulitis. Does that mean Brock is scared of diving? Hashtag tweet the table. GBL316, hashtag tweet the table. I know it is unlikely, but what if Cena wins at hashtag SummerSlam? Hashtag just putting it out there.
I hope it happens.
The meltdown would be insane.
Because I just want to go back to the fucking Money in the Bank where all you assholes were like, yeah, of course.
Because
next would be Brock Lesnar. Fuck you.
At Katie First Lady, instead of Cena coming out after Lesnar, who would have been cooler? Sting or The Undertaker? Hashtag tweet the table.
After Lesnar?
Yeah, after
Undertaker.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wants that revenge. Sting has no fucking issue.
But the whole thing is, I just don't see that happening because Undertaker's done.
But yeah, but it would have been cooler.
At Katie First Lady, so is Lesnar going to squeeze the life out of Cena? Because he looks like a big bottle of ketchup. Hashtag tweet the table. At Katie First Lady, this Sunday will be Lesnar's 8th match since coming back in 2012. Hashtag tweet the table.
And everyone is main event.
Yep, because he's the fucking beast.
And look, they're good matches.
Yeah.
They're not shitty ones.
Yeah. Heavyset 330 says, come on, Brock, speak. Table show needs a new soundbite.
Paul. Say something stupid.
At Blue Kazoo, if I'm saying that wrong, let us know. Blue Kazoo 5112 says, blah, blah, blah. Hashtag Paul Heyman, hashtag tweet the table. What is wrong with you? Whenever Paul Heyman speaks, it's must-see TV.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, I'm
glad
you're
listening. Keep contributing.
You're wrong on that one.
You're wrong.
WIR Cataclysmic, Brock Lesnar is fucking gold in the SummerSlam hype video. Hashtag tweet the table. Yeah. He's gold every time he fucking
well,
like,
even
gets
Paul
the chance
Heyman,
to like.
Like Paul Heyman does like a nursery rhyme thing to start off where he's like a beast and a man. And they talk about like yeah. he talks about the story. That's even great.
Yeah.
God, everything's fucking great with them.
Yeah. All right. I'm in, that match is huge and it's going to be awesome. Let's talk about Stefan Brie Bella. Yeah. A lot of tweets on this one. A lot of people want to talk about it.
Okay.
WR Cataclysmic. I'm going to read this as he wrote it in all caps. Oh my fucking God. I love Brie Bella's new Daniel Bryan inspired attire. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag tweet the table. Which was cool.
I missed it. What?
Her ring gear.
Yeah.
Was Daniel Bryan inspired. So her like shin guards were like his and she's wearing the maroon.
Fucking Jesus.
GBL316 says, is it me or does Megan look a lot like Claire Lynch? Hashtag Raw, hashtag tweet the table.
We got a lot of that. I saw that.
I looked it up and they're not the same person.
Yeah.
But did look similar.
Homely brunettes.
But what he's getting at
is
the storyline's the same fucking one.
Very.
Yeah.
And it's stupid. Yeah. No one believes that.
Yeah, no.
Two reasons why. Daniel Bryan seems like the nicest person in the world.
Well, but the whole thing is I think they're trying to come off as the authorities paying this woman to say that, to defame his character.
Right, but it just, if you're Brie Bella, if you're going to stay, let's say this is all real.
Yeah.
Brie Bella should never got upset.
Yeah. At Katie First Lady says, I seriously think Brie's nerves are getting the better of her with this feud with Stephanie. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah.
Because she looks out of place. Heavy Set 330 says, boy, this is a whole new meaning to Brie mode. Hashtag orange is the new Brie. Hashtag tweet the table.
Orange is the new black.
Yeah, I know that. Heavy Set 330 says, I think Bo Dallas should come out and give Brie a pep talk. Hashtag Bo Leave. Oh, we already said that one earlier.
That's where you do this, though.
Yeah.
That's how you get over another talent.
Yep. Katie First Lady, Steph versus Brie tonight. Oh, no, we read that one earlier. Oh, you know what? I auto-filtered these by subject. And so the $9.99... is also the Brie Bella one.
You
have to look into that. DSJMPcom says, at Steph McMahon, you are the best ever. Yes, yes, yes. Hashtag tweet table. Hashtag I will have what she is having.
Mm-hmm.
At Rated R, D-Bry having relations. D-Bry having relations. D-Bry having relations. Hashtag Steph versus Brie. Hashtag tweet the table.
Where is he?
Who?
Daniel Bryan?
In the fucking hospital. DSJMP.com.
Obviously not. He's taking out motherfuckers stealing shit from his house.
DSJMP.com says, fuck this crowd. Let the girl tell how she slipped and her mouth fell on Daniel Bryan. Hashtag tweet the table. Katie First Lady says, do we see Daniel Bryan appearing at SummerSlam? Hashtag tweet the table.
You better.
Heavy Set 330 says, is it just me or did Nikki bounce higher than Brie after the pedigree? Hashtag tweet the table.
Them tits.
Yeah. At Kiwi Tuts says, damn, Steph McMahon knows how to deliver a pedigree. Hashtag tweet the table. Probably gives a pedigree to Triple H's ass every night.
Do you like the storyline?
Nope.
I think Brie Bella is out of place.
Yeah, I thought it had potential, but it's being done poorly.
And do you think...
What bothered me, too, was... So Triple H is holding her back, you know, on the one time.
And he's laughing.
He's laughing.
I like that.
But when he turns around, he starts yassing, and she slaps him, and all of a sudden that renders him useless
right.
to protect his wife.
But
when that motherfucker has been beat down horrendously and continue to wrestle a match after tearing his fucking quad.
Or Mick Foley is taking a barbed wire bat on fire and hits him.
But a Brie Bella slap that drops takes him out. Drops him.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah. Jesus.
Let's just move on, shall we? Hogan. A lot of people want to talk about Hogan.
Of course. He's the man.
It's a big deal. So,
Did you see that article in New York Times, what Stone Cold said? Said he was better than Hogan in his prime. Said prime versus prime, he was better than Hogan.
He earned more money.
The fucking dollar was more inflated.
Yeah.
That's like saying movies now are making more than the 1930s. Sure. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Of course.
No shit, yeah. All right. At WIR Cataclysmic says, old school survey says, with Scott Hall, man, this brings back memories. Hashtag one more for the good guys. Hashtag tweet table. That was badass.
I actually did it with him.
Yeah.
I was by myself and I was like, survey says.
That is so awesome.
I was such a nerd.
WIR Cataclysmic says, hashtag too sweet on Raw. Would be cooler if it was the Bullet Club. Hashtag tweet table. You are wrong about that, sir.
Yep.
At WIR Cataclysmic says, nature boy in the house. Woo!
Woo!
Hashtag tweet table. WIR Cataclysmic again. Oh, come on. No TNA footage of Hogan? Maybe once WWE buys TNA's tape library. Oh, shit. Positive and patient. TNA will survive. Hashtag tweet the table. At Katie First Lady says, this is certainly makes up for a kind of a raw. Hashtag Hogan's birthday. Hashtag tweet the table.
Did you watch the network when they continued it?
Nope.
They literally
I wasn't watching live.
But they literally didn't do anything with it.
Really?
Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater dropped the cake and yelled at each other because apparently they're a tag team now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yeah. Heavy Set 330 says, Nash, I've done a lot of things in my career. But one thing I haven't done is this tear squad. Hashtag tweet the table. At Katie First Lady says, man, I wish Macho Man and Warrior were here. Hashtag Hogan's birthday. Hashtag tweet the table. That, yeah.
Yeah, because they would have came out because apparently they just wanted to piss Hogan off and get people that he really didn't fucking care about. Yeah,
everybody he hates.
Yeah. Orndorff. I don't like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Piper. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Flair. He's okay, but hey, I don't want him here.
Here's your ex-wife.
Here's Linda. Here's the parents of that kid that your son fucked up. Come on out.
That would have been so great. If fucking like Paul Orndorff was arm in arm with Linda with his half arm that doesn't work. Arm with Linda fucking Hogan.
And Orndorff coming out trying to get a kiss from every fucking diva. You creepy
Nobody
old
bastard.
Nobody wants
to kiss your fucking sideburn mustache.
Yeah.
At Katie First Lady says, Flair's here. At Katie Wright's is screaming right now. Hashtag tweet the table. Katie Schamberger.
We didn't get to see Katie tonight. Rob Schamberger's on the show if we didn't mention that.
Did we not mention it earlier?
No.
Rob Schamberger will be on in the next segment.
Yeah.
Start of the second hour-ish. At Heavyset 330 says, come on, Piper! Hashtag tweet the table. God, every time those bagpipes hit, I mark out.
Do you?
Yeah.
I get so
annoyed. I love
the
bagpipes.
I'm annoyed.
I love his entrance when he like slowly comes out and is looking around like.
I hate it.
Oh. So when I was in New York City, walking with Mikey Sizzle and family, and somebody was playing bagpipes, and I said, I can never hear bagpipes and not think of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Very true.
And they were playing the fucking song. And I was like, it's the song, Mike. Yeah. He clearly didn't care as much as I did. I was like, Mike, it's the song.
I'm tired of him.
Really?
Yep. Fuck you, man. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Heavyset 330 says, another drunk promo and strut out of the ring, Titan T-Mac. Hashtag to the table. We didn't get that.
Yeah, Blair. He didn't even talk, did he?
Heavyset 330 about the Hogan. Says, just watch that hairline recede clip to clip. Hashtag Hogan's birthday. Hashtag tweet the table.
That is true.
Toons Brian says, Weird Al is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Hashtag tweet the table. That Weird Al is one of those promos that they were playing throughout the night of people wishing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that one.
Mm-hmm. Weird Al. Yep.
Weird Al. Hey, we did Toons' show, too. Listen to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know Smurfs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. By the way, I was the Toons champion. Because I beat you at Toons Trivia at Gimme 5.
Yeah. So, what?
At Gimme 5.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted 5.
Nope.
I'm not giving
at
you money.
Give me 5.
What I thought was funny, I got feedback on this because I asked some of my friends to listen.
Yeah.
Is they thought it was funny that I didn't know any Smurfs, and so I just named Dudleys.
Yeah. That was funny. You're like Big Dick Smurf.
Spike Smurf.
Yeah.
Dudley.
Spike Smurf. Yeah.
Spike Smurf. Devon Smurf.
Yeah.
Papa Smurf.
Who knew there was that many Dudleys? Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Sign Guy Smurf.
Yeah. Let's talk about TNA.
Oh, I was in a good mood.
Threw all the TNA ones together.
I was in a good mood.
WIR Cataclysmic says, pretty funny how everyone refers to an epic promo as pipe bomb these days. Hashtag punk's an innovator. Hashtag tweet table. Hashtag thank you punk. Yeah, Tommy Dreamer called it a pipe bomb. Okay, one, it is, everybody calls it a pipe bomb and it kind of pisses me off.
Why?
Because I'm just like, it's not like, why did that just become the term?
Well, because he started. It's like saying I'm a Paul Heyman guy. It's
yeah,
not saying, oh, punk created it. I mean, there's been Paul Heyman guys. It's just, it's the easiest way to say what you're trying to
true,
get at.
Yeah.
It's a short
the
form
thank
version.
You punk thing though, like, WIR Cataclysmic, Velvet Sky, hot damn. Angelina Love, man, she looks like Maurice on crack. Hashtag tweet the table, hashtag impact.
Her and Summer Rae are the poor man's Maurice.
Yes. WIR Cataclysmic, King Mo looks like he could be Titus O'Neil's twin brother. Hashtag tweet the table, not as big.
And can't talk.
WIR Cataclysmic, Al Snow makes his entrance and out of nowhere, suddenly the entire crowd has a mannequin head. Okay, hashtag for the table.
Yeah, who cares?
WR Cataclysmic says, Al Snow is the surprise mystery partner. What a letdown, hashtag tweet the table.
No shit.
Cataclysmic also chimes in and says, is Bobby Roode breaking the fourth wall, talking about how MVP was supposed to be the champ, but he got injured? Hashtag CM Punk, you ain't, hashtag tweet the table, hashtag TNA. No, the storyline was still what Bobby Roode said was, he was telling Bobby Lashley, look, realize what's happening here. The plan was for him to win the title, and he blew out his knee. So he's using you. It was storyline.
Yeah,
it wasn't breaking. Everybody knew he blew out his knee, and he was going to be the champion, or he was trying to win the championship.
Yep.
And breaking the fourth wall does not mean you're saying backstage stuff.
What does it mean?
Breaking the fourth wall is when you look at the camera or to the crowd from the front.
And you acknowledge.
You are and acknowledge their existence.
Right.
Because you're breaking that fourth wall. Because when you're on stage, there's a wall behind you.
Yep.
And you got the walls beside you.
Yep.
The fourth wall is the one you're looking at.
It's a crowd.
When you break through it and acknowledge the crowd's existence.
Right.
That's breaking the fourth wall. He is breaking kayfabe is what you might be saying. Which I don't think he was.
You know what I wanted to happen as soon as you said that?
Huh.
You know those NBC like infomercials where it's like, the more you know.
The more you know, yeah. I wanted,
shooting star, the more
you
know. We
should get that sound clip in here, yeah. Anyway, WIR Cataclysmic. EC3 is still my main reason to watch Impact week in and week out. Dude is a star in the making, #TweetTheAble. He's fucking awesome.
I think he's their first legitimate star since... TNA, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, all that stuff.
I really think Bobby Roode is great.
I know.
I think he's great on the mic. Nope. I think he's a good wrestler.
I think he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, I think he's great on the mic, too.
I think he's average.
Yeah.
But he's in TNA, so it makes it look like he's great.
But yeah, EC3 is fucking awesome.
EC3 is awesome. And Spud Webb is the best.
Rockstar Spud.
I'm calling him Spud Webb.
He is fucking great. I mean, he's so... It's Bobby Heenan-esque with the... it's old school wrestling
chicken
manager...
Shit.
Yeah, he's chicken shit. He talks a big game and tells somebody's right there. And the suits and just everything. And he can take an ass whooping.
Yeah,
and you'll love it every time.
And he kind of has that stupid accent.
Yeah.
And he just, not the English's person, accent, but.
I think the only person that's talked about TNA is Cataclysm.
Cata, you are the most dedicated wrestling fan I know.
Yes. And he says, awesome Monsters Ball match between Abyss and Bram, which is fucking correct. I just don't give a shit about either of these guys or this story, #TweetTheAble. The Monsters Ball match was fucking badass.
Why do they have a Monsters Ball match?
They've been feuding.
Where's Magnus?
I don't know. He's there with them. But Bram and Abyss have been going at it. And they had a fucking badass Monsters Ball match, though.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Okay.
And
if you don't have content or storyline or backbone to what you're doing, you're just stuntmen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a loose storyline for sure. But it's TNA. I mean, we got to take it where we can get it.
That's true. Come on.
Let's talk about us.
Why?
People want to talk about us.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
GBL316 says, #TweetTheTable. Welcome back, Spanish Now Table, and welcome back to Steph's boobs. They are the phenom of WWE. At Lil B Little says, the cop said Oregon. Does it bug you guys when people mispronounce your state, i.e. Missouri, #TweetTheTable?
Do you get irritated?
When I hear it, I'm like, that's wrong, but it's not my state. I don't care. Mine's Kansas. Nobody fucks that up.
Yeah, because no one cares about it.
Yeah.
The only thing that irritates me is when people, because it's a Midwestern or Southern thing, and I'm not going after the Southerners, but when, like, my stepmother and my dad say this all the time. Hey, you go wash those clothes.
Wash. Oh, God.
There's never been a fucking R in that goddamn word.
Yeah.
Stop saying that shit.
Yeah. I hate when I hear people say Illinois. I'm like, come on, you have to know it's not Illinois.
Well, that's no, because if you're a foreigner,
but people like American people say it. I'm like, know it's not Illinois.
But my thing is,
you've heard it enough to know.
Yeah, but my thing with Warsh is you're literally creating
adding a letter, right?
A letter,
and
a fucking word that doesn't have it.
Yeah, go wash the clothes. Yeah,
go wash the clothes. What the fuck are you saying to me?
And I think those people do it on purpose.
Yeah, because they're fucking ignorant.
Yeah. At Katie First Lady says, Titan T-Mac getting PS has become the trend this year. Funniest moments. #TweetTheAble.
God damn, I got pissed a couple times too.
Katie First Lady, tons of sex jokes on Funniest Moments Part 2 and lots of apologizing. #TweetTheAble. That's what we do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Although we've kind of backed off on the Katie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we did make a conscious effort to try to tone down some of the
over-sexual stuff
because it got a little creepy.
It did.
At WR Cataclysmic, Spanish announced table and #TweetTheTable is back. Fuck yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! All right, we're going to talk about the last various things we have that weren't really categorical.
The best of the rest?
At HeavySet330 says, congrats to @FightSteenFight for officially signing with WWE. #SignSteenSign. #TweetTheTable.
I think he'll be Punk without a title run. Mm. We're going to get so excited. We want all of this. He's going to give us everything we want, and they will not push him. You know why? Because he's fat.
Because he's what?
Did you see what...
Fat!
Did you see what Austin said to him? So he got signed, and big names were seriously excited about it. The Rock tweeted about it.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, congratulations, welcome to the family. Steve Austin says, congrats, two C's for you. Cardio and... Oh, fuck, what was the other one? I just remember cardio. Oh, congrats and cardio.
Nice.
Which he's just saying you're fucking fat.
Yeah.
He's still a fat bastard.
Right. So if Austin is just initially calling you fat...
Fat asses!
Then, man...
He's fat!
Imagine what Triple H feels.
Wow, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. All right. Kiwi Tuts, when will the idiotic WWE universe stop chanting CM Punk? Don't they know that he walked out? Hashtag stupid idiots. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yep. I don't even care
Apparently
anymore.
They don't.
I don't care.
Kiwi Tuts also says, holy crap! Hashtag what the fuck? Hashtag oh my god. Hashtag my eyes. Randy Orton is wearing pants. I think hell is frozen over. Hashtag tweet the table.
That is funny.
He did. He wore pants. I think Big Josh even chimed in on one that I didn't see anymore. I don't know if it got deleted, but he said something like, remember this day.
Yeah, this day will live.
Yeah. At WIR Cataclysmic, every time I see Henry teaming with Big Show, I'm reminded of their 2011 feud. Why?
That was a good one.
Good to see them back in action. Hashtag SmackDown. Hashtag
I agree. Table. That was a good one.
DSJMP.com for the final. Tweet the table. So, at Titan T-Mac, who was right about the Guardians? Oh, that is me. Hashtag T-Mac was way wrong. Hashtag tweet the table.
Yeah, it was more just I hate Batista.
Look, and I said it. It won't be a flop, but it'll still suck.
Actually, I heard it's good.
I hate those kind of movies.
Well, I heard it's good.
Anyway, this was an hour fucking long tweet the table.
God damn
is right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back for the second hour-ish, and we're going to have Rob goddamn Schamberger on the show.
Rob Schamberger.
Rob Schamberger to tell you about painting.
Painting. Painting wrestlers.
We're going to paint.
And what he's got coming up.
Trees. No, that's a different. Yeah. That's a Bob Ross. Rob Schamberger on the show to talk about his involvement in the Dan Gable's Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and his SummerSlam trip coming up. That's all when we return to the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net, the newly revamped SpanishAnnounceTable.net, that is. And
Bill Murray, John Travolta, Chevy Chase all turned down offers to play the role of Forrest Gump. TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
What's up? This is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio. And Kayfabe Sports Radio has expanded a lot within the last year, and there's a lot of things that I need to inform you on. It's not only the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks, but also brand new shows like The Juicy Details, The Juicy Question, The Return of Anything Goes, and also a convenient spot where you can find the DSJMP WrestleCast and the Second Shift Podcast. You can either search for us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports or by going to www.kayfabesports.com. And also look for new shows to be added in the near future. So once again, NFL Easy Picks, The Ohio Indy Report, The Juicy Question, Juicy Details, DSJMP WrestleCast, and the Second Shift Podcast, as well as Anything Goes, are all on the Kayfabe Sports Radio Network and www.kayfabesports.com.
Welcome to the second hour-ish of the Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net and TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Fuck yeah. Back with the second hour-ish of the Spanish Announce Table.
Joined by...
Oh, let us not do this without doing the proper due respect, sir. We are joined by...
Ain't no stopping me, no!
Rob Schamberger.
Here I am.
Live and in person.
We're podcasting.
Let's podcast!
That was a good one.
You like that?
So, was that like a Brock squawk?
That was a Brock squawk.
Yeah. Brock squawk.
For Rob Schamberger, you should feel honored
Yeah.
that we Brock squawked you.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So, Rob, we want to talk about, we were unfortunately able to, you have something.
I do. I wish I could do impersonations because it'd be fun to do a whole interview as Shelton.
Just make people believe.
Well, all you have to do really is just not speak.
Yeah.
just kind of sit there. Just
talk slow.
Yeah. If there's a way on radio for you to go through a table or do an amazing athletic spot and then not talk, you got it pretty much taken care of.
I might be your guy.
Right.
Yeah. No, so Rob, we were unable to attend the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, bummer.
And we really wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bummer. I mean,
that was the definition of you should have been there.
Yeah,
you should have.
We really did. Well, we both had to work, and I had a family vacation planned for the next week, so I didn't think I was gonna be able to swing that. I was further upset with myself that we didn't go when I saw all the awesome fun you were having.
Yeah,
up there.
It was ridiculous.
And the awards they bestowed upon you.
You're a pro wrestling Hall of Famer.
Almost. Just recognized by a Hall of Fame.
Well,
we're getting there.
That's more Hall of Fame than we will ever be.
Yeah.
I'm in many a Hall of Shames, but I don't know that I'll ever come that close to a Hall of Fame.
They named me their official artist, which was
amazing.
It was a nice honor.
I feel like that would be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
He's the Hall of Fame artist, so he's our... Hall of Famer. Yeah. I feel like, no, I'm calling you Hall of Famer.
It's nice because like last year I sat at the back of the banquet and this year I was up front. Yeah.
Moving so who did you first off, for those who didn't see, who did you paint for the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame? And then tell us a little bit about the experience.
Yeah, it was did nice big like 2-foot by 2-foot portraits of all of the inductees. So both of the Steiner brothers, DDP, Randy Couture, Larry the Axe Hennig, Wilbur Snyder and Larry Matizic.
So you had all, I mean, yeah, I saw it on there. You had a good.
Yeah, they gave me my own wall, and it's working towards the long term plan is to give me my own wing of the museum.
So those are going to be up currently right now. Like those are still up if we go there. Gotcha. Yeah.
So you're going to have a wing in the museum, and I imagine it's going to be like 2013, these guys, 2014, these guys.
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome.
So how was the banquet? Tell us kind of, for those of us who have never been to a banquet, like, obviously you show up.
Right. All dressed up.
Right. Yeah. Then what?
Looking fancy.
Right. So then what happens?
You know, it's like presentations of awards. There's food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of wrestlers wearing suits, eating and drinking.
I only imagine like the shoveling of. I imagine wrestlers can.
Some of those guys are like they bring someone with them just to carry their other plate.
Right.
That's why I had kids. What are you talking about?
And then JR was the master of ceremony.
He was.
And how did he do?
MC Jim Ross.
Right. MC Jim Ross. I feel like we should have done like a Wicca 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 Wicca. Like that.
His hip hop album is going to come out. It's the sequel to Macho Man's.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. It's called Be a Man, Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Be a Man.
I'm going to buy that.
Right, yeah.
I want it. That. Yeah. He's got better flow than you would imagine.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's pretty street.
He's a gifted orator.
Yes.
Of the streets.
Yes.
Of Oklahoma.
So when these guys got...
definitely Oklahoma. I wouldn't have known that's where he was from.
Yeah. No, what? I thought he was from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So when they got inducted into the Hall of Fame, we mentioned Scott Steiner.
Yes.
I have to know. Was the speech as memorable as I want it to be, or was he pretty tame?
He was very emotional.
Really?
Yeah. It choked up a lot of people, like more than you would expect from Scott. He had this great moment where he talked about how he and his brother wrestled in, I think they were at that show in North Korea, like that huge one. They're like, wrestled in front of 150,000 people or whatever. And then a few years later in Japan to 100,000 people again or whatever, and he's like, but this little building here in Waterloo, Iowa, looking at the history here, and that it being the Dan Gable Museum, which is what got him into wrestling, and he choked up, he couldn't keep talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just figured
that's how special it is.
I just figured he would have ended it with,
I'm hungry.
We ate before.
Yeah, okay.
So good.
Well, still.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
So I'd like to see the more human side of Scott Steiner, because obviously we have 1,000 sound clips here of just the most ridiculous things.
But I stand here in the show me state of St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a city.
And we could go on all day about that. But to hear him get emotional and serious about pro wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen him like, yeah, serious.
Yeah, yeah. So
the numbers promo was pretty serious. But
yeah,
even more so for the amateur side. Because a lot of those guys that came up in that, that's where their passion remained.
Sure. Yeah, University of Michigan, All-American with his brother. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then DDP. I figured, was there a lot of DDP yoga references?
You know, it was not like the WWE Hall of Fame thing.
All right.
Did he say bang?
I don't remember.
I imagine he fits that in like seven times. these conversations.
When I finally, you know, like got a chance to go up and talk to him and, you know, thanked him, I'm like, yeah, I've lost 40 pounds doing your yoga thing. And he's like, what did you say? I'm like, 40 pounds. He's like, no, after that. And I'm like, your DDP yoga thing. He's like, that's better. Bang.
Bang. Did he give him a self high five? Just imagine being like, thanks, Rob. Self high five.
Did his upside down lady part hand sign.
Right. Yes. Yep. The nice diamond.
Diamond cutter. Yeah.
Yes.
Diamonds are forever.
And then as we move on with the rest of these guys, who else stood out to you as far as their speeches? Obviously, Scott Steiner sounds like the one that stood out because I would have never guessed that. But who else was someone at the banquet there that kind of stood out with their speech?
Larry the Axe was a very good one. He had like his whole, like all the Hennigs were there, which was cool. So like getting to meet Kurt's other kids and, you know, like Kurt's siblings and, his widow was there. Very nice woman.
Yeah. Was Curtis Axel there?
No, he couldn't make it.
Okay.
But yeah, that was very cool.
That is cool, man.
Yeah. And, Jerry Briscoe was the one that gave me my award.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was
Were
so
you
great.
Expecting this?
No clue.
Oh, man.
So when did they tell you? That. So you show up, you're dressed up, ready to go. When do they say, all right?
Yeah, because like certainly they don't want you like saucing down a couple rum and cokes at the.
Well, no, I found out when they started like giving the introduction to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man. And you played it cool?
I did.
Good for you, because I would have been like, well, then I'm getting a couple more drinks. Hall of Famer over here.
Who wants to buy a beer for me?
Who wants to buy a beer for this guy?
I'm just as good as every one of you. Right.
It was nice. Like, I have gotten to the point where I don't pay for anything anymore at those shows, which is great. Like, when we went to the Gentleman's Establishment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not.
For Gentlemen.
Yes, I did not have to pay for any of the kinds of things that you pay for there.
There's a lot of gentlemen in wrestling.
Random fans.
Gentlemen.
Took care of that for me.
Really?
Yeah, that was
You're becoming so famous that random fans are buying stuff?
They're buying me lap dances. It's great.
And I'm surprised we can fit Rob. Like, Rob can fit us into a schedule nowadays.
I hate him. Rob, I just can't take it anymore. You know, there was a point where I was so jealous of you. Now, nope. You've crossed the other side.
Now
you're getting lap dances from fans? Are you serious?
Well, not from the fans.
Well, they're paying. Well, depends on who the fans are.
I'm sure there's some rats out there that would.
She could have been no-selling that she knew me.
All right, so now let's get into what's coming up. Obviously, the big event for all wrestling fans is SummerSlam, and you're going to be a part of that. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to be a part of that.
Yeah, going to be painting live out there for the panels.
Live the band?
Yes.
You're going to be painting live the band. Oh,
I
would suck.
I don't like that. Anyway. Doing a you know, big painting about like a woman and a fetus. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dude with the bald but with the ponytail shaking around. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's going to be your bestseller. Good. It's going to be your bestseller.
So when you say
what we're really going to do is I will be painting outside of where they're doing the panels for SummerSlam.
That is cool.
Every day that they're doing the panels, like you're going to be there? Okay.
Working on a big portrait of the Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin, who has threatened me that if I don't do a good job, he will give my ass a Stone Cold Stunner.
I would almost paint a bad one first, just to get
like a stick figure with middle fingers.
Right.
You should at least maybe talk to him and be like, hey, let's sell this. I'll start drawing a bad one.
Yeah.
Like, I'll, you know, and then you come up and be like, hey, what the hell, son? Yeah. And stun me. And I'll give him like, you're right, I'm sorry.
No, because Stone Cold seems legit enough to where like he would, all right, kid, you want to see me?
I wouldn't know.
So are you honestly, because I would be intimidated. Are you a little bit intimidated that he knows? You know what I mean? Like, I feel when you paint these wrestlers, these portraits, you know, they find out after you're done.
Right.
You know, now it's, he knows ahead of time.
And the entire crowd.
Right.
That's going out
so
there.
So the expectation of like, okay, now I really have to do this awesome.
Yeah, do you take these ones like extra slow? Or
right.
Like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Eyelash.
Well, and also he's actually like the toughest person to paint because he has, you know, like no real distinguishing features. Mm-hmm. He's bald and he's a natural blonde. So like his facial hair and eyebrows don't really show up.
Good question. So do you just have a mental picture when you start painting this or are you going to have like
– I'll have a photograph. Okay.
All right.
What photograph have you picked or have you picked one yet?
It's one of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. Yeah. Way to no-sell that.
Duh.
I was just seeing what we could expect.
I got one when he was with Brian Pillman in the Hollywood Blondes.
Right.
Because that's what everyone thinks of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when will you be completed with the – like when the panels end, is that when you're going to finish or is it kind of up in the air?
I hope to have it done by like the Sunday panel.
Gotcha.
But if not, I'll finish it up back here.
And then what else will you be doing at SummerSlam? So obviously that's
handstands.
What you're – handstands?
No.
Okay.
Cartwheels.
Shots.
Shot.
Lots of shots.
Going to strip clubs, having fans pay for those.
Yeah. Pay for lap dances.
God!
Yeah. And me and Scott Steiner have a good cry. In the
right,
corner.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Bang! Bang!
Will you be going to SummerSlam?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking forward to with SummerSlam?
The wrestling matches.
Well, which ones?
He's become my favorite guest.
I
all
know.
Time.
He gave me one compliment early on, and
that's
then
all
just
you get.
Yep.
You got your receipt coming.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, which ones are you looking forward to the most?
The main event, definitely.
That's
yeah.
Looking forward to seeing some ass kicking there.
Yeah.
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 That's gonna be a fight. As JR would put it, that will be a slobber knocker.
Are you?
It ain't gonna be pretty.
No.
Are you happy with the buildup with the Brock Lesnar John Cena feud as they're doing like those, you know, 60-minute type interviews, 60 minutes of the TV show interviews. You know what I'm saying?
I think it gives it that big fight feel. Like, you know, in MMA, the champ is not on every show.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Right. But there could still be promos leading up to that. I think it's something similar, and it gives it that feel. Because, like, is Brock special if he's there every week?
No.
He's going to run through everyone. Yeah.
And it's the same shtick.
Yeah.
And so I've said this before on another show that we're not getting tired of the Brock Lesnar shtick because it doesn't feel like the Brock Lesnar shtick because we only see it
every so often.
So often. I feel to make the big match feel even bigger, have an announcer for that match.
Like a special announcer?
Yes.
Oh, like WCW when they'd bring in Michael Buffer?
Yes. Because this match feels that way. It feels like, holy shit, we're about to see some ass whipping.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I have nothing.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, a part of that with the SummerSlam outside of the Brock Lesnar, I think the biggest thing is Stephanie McMahon kind of returning. Are you excited about that? Do you like what storylines are you interested in?
I think that's been interesting. My wife's super excited about it. And sorry everyone that was expecting Katie to be here.
Yeah.
She's not.
I think that's why the energy level's down is because Katie's
true.
Not here.
Yeah.
Like is Green Hornet as cool without Kato? No.
No. He said no.
That happens to me all the time now. Like up in Waterloo for the Hall of Fame, she wasn't able to make it because of work requirements.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, hey, you know, congratulations on the WWE stuff. But anyway, where's your wife at?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you're like, well, but I'm doing this great painting. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where's
Katie
your wife?
Is going to be here? Yeah.
Like, not only that, like, I'm sure she has a blast of those things, too, because she's a huge wrestling fan. So she can't go. And you're there meeting all these cool wrestlers.
Right.
And meeting old friends that you guys have made. And then you get awarded and become a pseudo member of the Hall of Fame. And you're like, oh, by the way, sorry, you couldn't come.
Yeah.
I got recognized by the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Briscoe inducted me in.
I had to talk her down on that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That was pretty sensitive. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So what else you got coming up? SummerSlam? We talked about Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You got all these great paintings at. I feel like, are you doing four a day? I follow you on Instagram, and I feel like you have four posts, like, at least every day or not every other day.
Like that recent WrestleMania one took a whole week.
And so tell us a little bit about that. You posted a WrestleMania 30, kind of the best moments from that pay-per-view. What inspired that? Was that something they told you to do, or was that just like, hey, I loved WrestleMania 30. I'm going to paint something that's going to take me a week.
It was a private commission, one that I owed someone from a while back, and finally got it done. Yeah, but that was their first WrestleMania that they had gone to, and had a really special time, and especially like the streak getting broken, and things like that. Like they wanted to have something hanging up in their basement for it.
And the one part that I really liked about that painting is you included the Ultimate Warrior, but you included him from the Monday Night Raw that he was in. Because even though he was recognized at WrestleMania, his moment was really Monday Night Raw. So that was really cool. Was that your idea? Like, all right, I'm going to put this in there? Or was that...
That was my idea.
Yeah, because that was really cool. I thought that was a really... Because, if you're a hardcore fan, you're going to remember, okay, that was Monday. But when you think of the WrestleMania weekend, you include that moment. So I thought that was really cool.
I always include the Raw after Mania as part of the whole
thing. Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's been funny, like, the amount of people that have been moaning about the size of Daniel Bryan in the composition. They're like, he seems so small. It was the biggest part of the show, blah, blah, blah. But... it's the third biggest element in the composition. Like I got so tired of it, I pulled out a ruler, and I'm like guys, like
you tell people, hey, he's smaller.
Right.
What do you want from me?
I actually used the streak being broken to frame him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And as much as Daniel Bryan is awesome, I mean, really, that pay-per-view is going to be remembered for the streak being broken.
Absolutely.
And then for Warrior the next night.
Right.
Yep, those are...
Yeah.
And I think Brian would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think anyone...
It was his like debut as the main event guy. Okay, here I am. I'm now at this level, but the streak being broken is 22 years in the making. And Ultimate Warrior has been around in the company, or not in the company, but in pro wrestling memory, for close to 20 years. So it's like, I'm sorry, you don't measure up yet. So.
People will find something to bitch about. I was reading one of the surveys that we have. By the way, you can take a survey on SpanishNounsTable.net. There's a survey, and it was, .net. And it was, what do you not like about the show is one of the questions. And somebody said there's no backing track music. So when they stop talking for a little bit, I don't know if the show's still on. You can't look down at your player and see if it's still going.
Well, they can suck it, whoever that was.
I don't know who it was.
It was Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, that was Shelton Benjamin.
Suck it, Shelton.
So is there, I don't even, I'm just at a loss here.
Well, here's the thing that is hard is because I know as we're speaking and we're sitting across from each other, you have so many amazing things coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can't talk about.
No.
And I don't want to put you in the position where it's like, oh, so we now know you're doing this?
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to be like, so what else is going on?
Yeah.
Huh?
Tell us.
Right. The mics are off, we promise.
Yeah. The mic's been on this whole time.
Right, yeah.
you mean we're interviewing already? Jeez.
No, Rob, it's great having you on because, these are always big hits. Everybody, we always get reached out to.
Yeah.
And people love, and we've gotten fans strictly because of you being on the show.
Like Katie First Lady.
Katie First Lady,
yes.
Exactly right. So we always love having you on, and we love
hearing
the stories.
I think she likes CM Punk.
She's kind of a fan.
Okay. I don't know.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm not very good at observing things, so maybe I'm the bad person to give an opinion on that, but I don't know.
I saw that Paul Heyman said when he talked to him that CM Punk's goal is to never lace up the wrestling boots again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll feel like a failure if he does so.
Yeah.
So she might be just shit out of luck with that whole CM Punk.
Get a new favorite.
Yeah. Sorry, Katie, First Lady.
Yep.
Katie, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So.
But she's still got AJ, though.
She does.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Do you get irritated when AJ comes out and CM Punk chants start?
Yeah. To me, the CM Punk chant is the new boring chant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I find it disrespectful to the talent that's out there. Like, when they started doing it, to Daniel Bryan, right after Mania, or when they do it to, the Shield guys and stuff. It's guys, that's just not cool.
Again, it's another thing, too, that, I would get it if WWE fired the guy and told him to get out for some stupid reason. Like, if CM Punk was Alberto Del Rio in this situation,
right,
and people are chanting it because, like, screw you. But this guy left.
Yeah.
He chose to say, screw you, I'm leaving. Jim, like, you're chanting CM Punk. Like, they're like, okay, we didn't tell him to fucking leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. Okay, so and then before we let you go, because I want your opinion on this, because I think
it does look like a rash.
Thank you. That's it? No.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Right. So everyone's thinking, I think the consensus is Brock Lesnar wins at SummerSlam. I want your prediction.
So. I think that it would be not cool for Brock Lesnar to lose his first match after beating the streak.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Regardless of whether the title or it's John Cena or whatever.
Do you think he... Okay, so if he wins, do you think he does it clean? Does he do it a la Undertaker fashion where it's like, I hit you with enough F5s, you had to die.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Not die, but you had to just stay down.
I think it needs to be in a dominating type of way. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's something that not Katie First Lady, but my First Lady,
yes,
Katie Schamberger,
yes,
Bounced back and forth.
Okay.
No inside information on this at all.
All right.
Just something out there is Brock wins, okay, beats John Cena, maybe have him go over someone else, some other, you know, Haas,
mm-hmm,
and then, you know, like Heyman's out there in the ring on Raw, saying, you know, there's no more challengers for Brock Lesnar. There's no one in the WWE that can beat Brock Lesnar. Kurt Angle's music hits.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't do that to me.
Right?
I'll have a heart attack.
That would be awesome.
Have a little thing there. Get him through to either the Rumble or Mania.
Because they have great chemistry previous.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, it's one of those things, like, on paper you go, oh, it's Olympic gold medalist and it's one of the most freakish athletes of all time. They should have a good match. Oh, yeah, of course. But then you have the history of, like, no, they will have a good match. Look at all shit here, you know. So,
and then Brock goes over him, and then we get into Mania with probably Roman Reigns.
Yeah, although Daniel Bryan is slated to be back around Royal Rumble time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll go a different avenue.
But
with
I think
him.
That if you look at this, if Bryan had not gotten injured, he would still be champion.
Oh,
which
this
means
would have been
that he would be losing to Lesnar.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because they had him going up against a lot of big guys, so
yes.
I think they would have had something like Bryan.
Oh, this
saying,
would have been, yeah. John Cena's
like,
a fill in.
You've thrown every big guy at me. There's no one left.
Right.
Lesnar's music hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he started with Kane. He probably would have went to Big Show.
Right.
Mark Henry. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have went through all those guys. But so, man, that got me excited.
Yeah.
So you picked.
I have
no inside information.
None.
Okay.
But wouldn't that be cool?
Did he just wink?
No. Do not read out the sign that I'm holding up.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just for us to know.
Right. Very much so. Cool, man. Well, we're looking forward to the Stone Cold painting. Will that be available for sale? Obviously, the original.
Eventually.
What are you doing with the original? Or have they told you? Or do you have an idea?
That's my decision.
Okay.
I haven't decided yet. But
he said, I make the fucking rules.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm the man. No, haven't decided on that yet, but hopefully we'll have prints up on shop shortly afterwards.
And the WrestleMania 30, is there prints of that yet?
Hopefully soon. Not as of when we're talking.
And the best of WrestleMania.
That one probably will not happen
okay.
as a print anytime in the
unique,
foreseeable future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because of the people that are on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got some people that are under contract elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got Mr. T on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
prints will probably never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to break.
Too many
everyone's
parts
yeah.
to handle there. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes sense. Got to pay talent their fees.
Yeah.
Got to pay people.
Got to do it legit, folks.
Right.
Like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to be paid.
Pay him and Reese's.
Pay him, yeah. I'll just take Reese's right here. Look at that. Pay me and Reese's.
I'm a little upset that we weren't on the 30 years of WrestleMania painting. I got to admit.
It would have been cool if you would have put a broken Spanish announce table.
That's true.
It would have been cool if there's just
Spanish announce table did get broken on that.
Right.
Didn't it?
There had to have been one. So, I don't know.
Zack Ryder called me out on not having him getting the crotch shot from Eve in there.
That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Rob Schamberger.
Sorry,
Rob
Zach.
Schamberger.
I,
gentlemen.
Amazed every time. Just awed.
By my physique?
By the fame.
You are looking good.
You are looking good. That DDP yoga is working out for you.
Bang!
Bang!
T-Mac, where's your bang at?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Let's do it.
Well, because you guys both have DDP yoga. I don't. That's why I can't do it if I don't have it.
Go for it. You got to start somewhere. Start right now.
Bang!
Yeah. I gotta actually.
But that didn't feel genuine. Yeah. It didn't feel from the heart because I don't have the product.
Forced.
Yeah.
It was
forced. I haven't started because I want to.
Yeah, you haven't. Started.
Well, I watched it, started it, but then I had the idea of I'm gonna do something later, maybe do a video. So listen, tune in later for that. So I've put it on pause.
Right.
That's my excuse.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm cheap
because I've got big plans
right.
for it.
Yeah.
As I drink my beer and eat my Reese's and, you know, do whatever else.
Yeah.
So Rob Schamberger, robschamberger.com, S-C-H-A-M-B-E-R-G-E-R.com.
Got it.
You know how to spell .com.
C-O-M. Yeah. Yeah. Just in case.
Never know.
Sometimes there's an A-H.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's kind of that cam.
the Boston version.
Yes. Yes. So I spent 2 weeks up there. Maine, Rhode Island, Boston, New York. I didn't make too many friends with my accent. I was trying to mimic, you know.
Yeah,
everywhere I was like, "Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I'm gonna move the car." And they'd be like, "Shut up."
Wicked awesome clam chowder. Yeah.
Wicked awesome.
I'd ask you, gotta go down to Target.
We need some wicked good lobster. Yeah. People didn't like
need
that.
Need some groceries from Target.
I overheard one of my wife's relatives. They were like, "Man, his accent really sucks."
Right.
And I was like, "Hey, that's the point." Like, oh, I don't think they knew I was listening. I was like, "Hey, assholes." Anyway.
I always don't feel I have a Midwestern accent until I go elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And
then you hear it.
Yeah. Well, no, it just becomes forced from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like when we got back from Louisiana, I thanked my mom for not raising me to call her mama.
Yeah.
It's like there was like someone walking by is like, "Mama, look, there's paintings of the Undertaker."
Yes. Mama.
Mama. Yes. And it was a grown man.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Mama.
It's 42. Yeah.
Boy, Big Josh is still not going to like any of it.
I hear T-Mac has opinions on Southern people.
Yeah, nope. Already apologized. You guys already know my opinions.
We had an entire episode called the T-Mac Apology.
Already apologized. Not going down that road again. Don't want no truck going in my asshole. So.
But come on, the mama thing's weird, right?
The mama thing is weird. Like, there's a lot of weird things.
Or my daddy.
Yeah. Daddy said.
Daddy. Yeah. So,
oh man.
So we'll
say y'all a lot more.
I'm gonna get all the shit for this. You guys, you know, continue if you want, because you got, and it'll just T-Mac that fucking asshole. And so,
unknown thing about this is our entire interviews are scripted by T-Mac. We're going off a script here. T-Mac wrote all of this,
and that's how good I just perform, right?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It feels like improv.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
It's very natural.
Very scripted.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are the best.
All by T-Mac.
Yep.
At Titan T-Mac on Twitter.
Brilliant mind.
So Rob Schamberger, get some fucking paintings by Rob Schamberger.
Yes.
I can't say it enough. You'll be cool, just like anybody else that has the paintings, like T-Mac.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the only cool thing T-Mac does. No.
I have seven. I have eight of them. I have eight Rob Schamberger paintings. So you should have more than me.
You should get more.
I'm going
Ain't
to.
Ain't no stopping you now.
Nope. Keep on going.
So we will let Rob get back to his limo. The guy, I'm assuming, is paid by the hour.
Right.
My Uber car.
Yeah.
The Uber car.
Uber car.
If there's any pigeons on it, pull up. Yeah. He pulls up to the studio. A pigeon lands on his car, and he's out there making friends with him.
Hanging out. It had the little things around its legs.
Did it really?
Yeah. So it must have been like someone's carrier pigeon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big shock. You know, this guy.
Is that how WWE?
Yeah, it's a WWE check that just got sent.
Yeah, exactly. By carrier pigeon.
They pay you by carrier pigeon because you're that fucking cool. Don't just give me your ring. If you don't give me everything, then don't give me the thing. I'm demanding my respect. You know I'm sick.
What's up, people? Mr. Old School, alter ego to the Mountie, here to let you know about a new podcast that I've been working on called Old School at the Movies. We talk all about the latest news and rumors, we review stats, we've got our own movie review of the week, predictions, contests, all that good stuff. Check us out at oldschoolmovies.net. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Fight for what's
Music gets me every time.
I instantly go back to just being a kid.
Yeah.
The world was at my feet.
I just love it, man.
I could do anything.
Yeah. Now I can't do anything.
Right.
SummerSlam.
Picks.
Hey, Rob Schamberger. Great interview.
Rob's great.
Rob's the cool. Fucking like he's the coolest dude,
and I'm being serious. He has crossed that line. I hate him.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I hate what he represents.
I love to hang out with him anytime he would ask. But I would him. Change plans to have dinner with him if he wanted. But I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah, I do like that.
He's great.
I'm kidding. Told us that he has fun when he comes in here.
Yes,
I like that.
Yeah,
makes me feel good.
He's even doing other interviews.
Yeah.
But he wanted to do this one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yes. SummerSlam 2014 coming up. They've built this pretty good here, I think. There's a lot of big matches. Let's start off with Miz versus Dolph for the IC title. Who you got?
Dolph.
I got Miz.
I got Pinfall.
I got Miz via a pinfall, dirty pinfall. Miz is somehow retains. They're not going to give Dolph the strap. You think they're giving Dolph a...
No, I got Miz. Because Miz has a movie. That's why they're going Miz. Okay, there
Miz
you go.
Miz Pinfall. Jericho versus Bray Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Yeah, I got Wyatt. Wyatt going over Pinfall. The Wyatt family's banned from ringside, mind you.
Yeah, he'll use that thumb or something.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt in Pinfall.
Kisses him. Bop.
Swagger versus Rusev in a flag match. I got Swagger winning because it's a flag match. So
yeah, America.
Rusev doesn't have to lay down.
America.
It's America. It's SummerSlam. They're going to wave the flag. A little bit. AJ versus Paige in the Divas title. Now, this one
could go either
way. Yeah. I think Paige is going to come out of this with the pinfall. I think she's going to do some dirty underhand tactics. Paige is going to win this via pinfall, be the new Divas champion.
I've got Paige because then I think this is going to unleash the true craziness. And now we're going to get those promo packages of AJ doing all 15
Night
promotions.
Of Champions is going to be huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this thing is good.
This thing's the best thing they got in the Divas division right now.
If they were going to be ending on Divas promos at the end of the show, that's the storyline they should have been ending on, not Brie Bella and Stephanie.
Yep.
Ambrose versus Rollins in a lumberjack match. Why is it a lumberjack match? So they can get more people paid for SummerSlam.
Which they shouldn't because they need to cut money.
Yeah, but hey.
But hey. I've got Dean.
You think?
Ambrose. Yep, because I learned something in the Jericho podcast. Well, make your pick, and then I'll tell you what I learned.
I want to say that, but we haven't picked a single fucking difference yet.
Yeah, it's okay. I got Dean Ambrose for this reason. Mm. In the Jericho podcast, I learned one thing. He said, when you have money in the bank, you just lose,
you lose
all the time because you always have this as the backup so they can push you.
Yeah, I just wonder if they're going to continue the feud.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose winning.
Yeah, I just think what the precipice for this feud is, Dean Ambrose is going after Rollins because he's looking for revenge.
Mm-hmm.
He wins, he's got his revenge.
But then Seth Rollins can say, you only won because of the assholes outside of the ring. And then they do another gimmick
match. I was going to say Dean Ambrose via countout, but it's a lumberjack match. That's not going to happen.
Nope, I got Dean. Or do you have Corporate Kane as one of the lumberjacks?
That's...
What?
Yeah. God.
Yes?
Pump the brakes, Tony Stewart. I will say Dean Ambrose.
Oh, be a man. You want to say Seth Rollins.
I want to say Seth Rollins so there'll be something different, but I also don't want to get any more behind in our picks game.
Remember this time last year when I just whipped your ass in this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
What's the point of that?
I just wanted to bring it up.
Dick.
I just beat your ass.
Dean Ambrose will win this match. Fuck it. Seth Rollins is going to win.
You won't.
Fuck it. Seth Rollins is going to win. That is my pick. Final answer. Seth Rollins wins.
You won't go with that.
That's what I'm going with. Reigns versus Orton. Reigns. Pinfall. Superman punch. Spear. Pinfall. Reigns.
Yeah.
Brie versus Steph. Stephanie will win this, and I am wagering a point on a Nikki Bella heel turn.
Yep.
Hey, fucker. You're going to pick the same exact shit.
Yeah, I was going to pick that. Yeah. I was.
With the wager of a point.
Yeah, I seriously was.
I think this is a very predictable card.
Yeah.
That Ambrose Rollins being the only one that, and the AJ.
But Page. I don't. Here's where maybe can I wager half a point? You can
wager another point.
Okay, or a point.
Yeah.
Because I think Nikki will turn, but I think it's going to be the accidental, oh, I cost you the match. Bree's upset after the match. Then Nikki.
So it's a slow heel turn.
Right.
It's this is the precipice of it.
Right. It's the, no. I think it'll happen that night. I think it'll be, I cost you the match. Stephanie wins. She rolls out. She's doing the yes chant. She's celebrating, mocking Bree. Bree's upset, kind of goes, Nikki, what the hell? Then okay. Nikki does the heel turn.
So what we can do is you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
We're both wagering the point on the heel turn.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say that for bragging rights, or you can wager another point on it happening exactly like that. Well, not exactly, but the heel turn coming
the
out.
Closest, the closest, yeah. Yeah, I'm saying that.
Okay, that'll give us a little bit of difference there.
Yep, there's my difference.
Cena versus Lesnar. You want to say it together?
Cena.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Are you really going Cena?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, then
you motherfuckers.
All right, I'm going.
Oh, I'm wagering it just to fucking piss you off.
All right, I'm going Lesnar.
Oh, I pinfall. Hope it happens. Oh, you fucking assholes. I'm so tired of this shit being predictable. Fuck him. And when he wins, I'm going right back to the Money in the Bank. And we're playing all the, well, of course he'd win. And just sticking it up.
Man,
your
you
ass.
You are excited. This is the most.
I'm taking a fucking semi-truck of fucking Paul Gasol and driving it right up all your asses. All of them.
All right, so there's the picks. I love it.
I'm so wrong.
No take backs?
No, fuck right. It.
You're calling a Cena win pinfall?
Yep.
All right.
God, that's not right, but I don't fucking care.
I mean, if you're right, though, you fucking, hey, man, I'm you the deserve only, the points. Yeah. You deserve the points.
Because how much am I up by now?
I don't remember.
I got enough to wager.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, you could lose a couple. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I think I was within 12, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's close. But we're so close here that that one thing isn't going to put me over the edge, I don't think.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
Look, I don't have the. Let's see what the running totals are. Let me stall and make great radio.
DSJMP, well, enjoyed doing your podcast.
Overall, though, the SummerSlam, I am looking forward to it, even though it's somewhat predictable. I mean, I think there's a lot of storyline implications here. So, you never know. Let's look it up. Pulling it up now. Pay-per-view picks 2014 to 2015 season, because we do this from Mania to Mania.
Mania to Mania.
The totals right now. Captain Awesome. Is that right?
I don't know. You're looking.
Correct running totals. Oh, the score's tied.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
It's 195 to 195.
I got enough time till March to kick your ass. I'm going to take a bold stance. I know I'm wrong, but goddamn it, if it happens, then I can say I called it. I took the stance, and I was bold, and I'm going to shove it right up your ass when it happens. All of you. All of you with the, well, of course, Cena, because then it goes Cena to Lesnar to Roman Reigns. No! 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 No!
All right, pay-per-view picks are done.
Because you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Lesnar to Daniel Bryan.
Right here?
Yeah.
That's going to be you and picks, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah! We're going to come back and we're going to do the final segment of the show, emails.
Yeah!
When we return to the Spanish Announce Table, the newly renovated...
Check it out!
...Spanish Announce Table on SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
And nightmares are mostly caused by sleeping in extreme cold room temperatures. TrainingTopicsNetwork.com.
What's up? This is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about one of my podcasts that you can find at Kayfabe Sports Radio and www.kayfabesportsradio.com, and that is NFL Easy Picks. NFL Easy Picks is a podcast that I co-host with my friend Joe Bennett, and we discuss the things going on in the NFL and the games for the week to come, as well as results for the week prior. We like to highlight our teams, but we still like to concentrate on the league as a whole, and quite possibly from week to week have guests discuss their team and how they're doing. Along with this normal format, We go over our picks in the designated Yahoo Pick'ems League that we have set up so you fans can see how well we are doing against you and how well you are doing against us and each other. And on top of that, we got a fantasy league to discuss how well things are doing there. There's a lot in NFL Easy Picks that you are not going to want to miss on the Kayfabe Sports Radio Network and at www.kayfabesports.com. Hope you will join us every week as we discuss everything going on in the wonderful world of the NFL. Only on Kayfabe Sports Radio and www.kayfabesports.com.
Everybody's got a price.
Woo! Tweet the table was awesome. I don't know why I'm talking about that now. We're doing emails.
Right.
I'm out of my mind. It's late.
Well, because we had PSs in that. Yeah. I know we're going to have PSs in this. Everyone likes to just irritate the piss out of me. Rob Schamberger, you're great. I really don't hate you.
Side note, we were going to start hashtag masturbate this week, but because it's such a long show with Rob Schamberger, we pushed it off to the side, and we had SummerSlam picks.
So keep bringing in the topics.
And we're not getting a whole lot of them.
Yeah, come on.
Now, man. I know we were on break, so people maybe forgot about it.
Yeah.
Hashtag masturbate.
Spell it.
MASSDEBATE.
There you go.
And give us something that we can debate about.
Something concrete that I can take a stance on and Captain Awesome can take a stance
on. It helps if we honestly, truly disagree on the subject.
Right. I've taken debate for 4 years.
I never took it, but I had a girlfriend for a long time in high school that was in debate and forensics, and she was like, you need to take debate and forensics.
I won.
She constantly told
this,
me that.
This should tell you how pat myself on the back. But this should tell you how good I am at debate. I can take any side. I won a debate on why the XFL is better than the NFL.
Nice.
And that is not true.
That takes skill. Yeah.
That
no,
is not true.
No, yeah.
But I won it.
I fucking lied my ass. Yeah. So we're going to get into emails, and I'm going to say something that might make me sound like a dick.
But I'll get the hate for it, so go right ahead.
And I don't mean to be a dick. These shows are getting in the 3-hour range.
Come on.
And strictly because of size issues, for file size issues, we've got to trim the show down a little bit. We need to keep it closer to 2 hours.
I get that all the time.
So I need,
Oh, we're talking about
too
file
big.
Size.
Yeah, it's totally too big, yeah. No, so the emails were fine the length they were for a long time, but now that we're getting 6 a show, I can't spend 10 minutes on every email.
What we're saying is get to the point. When you write us, come on.
Make it a trimmer email.
Make fun of me. Get to your point.
Yeah.
PS me. Get the fuck on.
We'll trim our responses, but we need your help also to make it a little more succinct. We need a little bit more brevity. Yeah?
Yeah. Come on.
Awesome. Let's get into those emails. Yeah?
Now, if you want to be long-winded, I'll say this. You better come with it.
I don't mind it even occasionally, but
I'm just saying.
The problem is if everybody does it on one show for whatever freak reason.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, you better come with it, boy.
At some point, too, I figure as the show gets more and more popular, which is totally going to happen. Totally.
I'm putting effort in this year.
More people email. I've got to start trimming, and I don't want to. I'm trying to avoid, as long as I can, the I've got to leave some emails out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it will only help me more with brevity. Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Let's do it. Who do we start off with?
We start off with Kata. Motherfucking
Clismic. God, this feels good to say again.
Yes. He says, hey, yo. The podcast is finally back. Hell yeah.
Let's do this.
Welcome back, gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed your vacation, Cappy, although I don't believe I gave you permission to take off.
Yeah, bitch.
Anyways, onto my thoughts on Raw. Before I start, I wanted to let you know Raw the previous week was so bad, I only watched the first half and left it at that. First time that's ever happened. Anyway, I want to settle on Megan fucking Miller. Oh, God. Seriously, WWE. I barely made it out alive after the Claire Lynch crap. What's the point of this crap? Are they trying to turn their biggest babyface, who's out injured, heel? Are we to believe the therapist was there casually as a fan? And are we to believe a newlywed man who won the world title at the biggest show of the year and whose father passed away earlier this year would cheat on his new bride? Yeah, I totally believe that.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
The whole thing was random, and even the timing of it. On a go-home show? Where do you guys see this crap going? Because I can only see it going straight down the shitter. Catch you next week. Kata!
Out. I'm not talking.
Why not?
I don't want to.
P.S.
God damn it.
Come on, T-Mac. It's been 2 weeks. Have you gotten over it yet?
Laugh.
I think.
P.P.S.
No.
I laughed my ass off on the backstage pass where Hogan blew out his 999 candles. Lawler was plugging the network, and Cole pointed out only people with the network can see this, yeah. So already they know the price.
They already know.
Yeah, the Claire Lynch thing, well, the Megan Miller thing, I don't think this is going to be a long running.
I don't think it was meant for anything but that night.
Yeah.
I think the only purpose was to have Brie smack another woman so that then she goes to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only purpose.
Yeah, the whole thing was
I don't even think she's mentioned.
Stephanie McMahon look like a dick.
Yep.
And then this.
Don't even think she's mentioned at SummerSlam.
Yep, no. Yeah, it'll never be brought up again.
Yep.
Nope. That was a great email.
Yeah.
Quick. To the point.
And you made fun of me.
We made a solid point.
Yep.
And I don't even mind like the things like fun frogging because it's a, here's a question. Here's an answer.
Right.
Here's a question. Here's an answer. That's fine. That's a good link too. It's, you know, we just can't be getting into here's this and that. Oh, and another thing. Here's
right,
this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Kata. Awesome.
Kata, I miss you.
God, it feels good to be back.
Kata, I miss you.
He misses you at night.
Be positive and patient.
Yeah. Yeah. Kata, man. Man, I hope everything's all right with Kata because he seems a little testy lately, man.
I know. Am I rubbing off on you,
Kata? You seem angry, brother. I mean, like, come on.
Oh.
It's all good, man.
I mean, it's not, but I get what you're saying.
No, yeah, I know. Life sucks, bro. No, yeah. I understand.
Kata!
But we'll get you there, man.
We love you.
Trust in us. Katie!
The First Lady.
Welcome back, boys. How I've missed you.
Come on.
How was your break?
How was yours, first off?
It was good.
Mine? Enjoyable.
It was good, and I didn't watch wrestling the whole time. I caught up. Thanks to Jason Rivera's recaps.
Mm-hmm. Jason Rivera.
And then
amazing.
Yeah, yes. So it was a good break to not have to be like, oh man, I have to watch this wrestling. Because something like, it's not that I felt like, oh, I have to watch this wrestling because of the show.
But you don't want to sound stupid on here.
Yeah. The whole thing is, yeah, I can't necessarily, like, I can fast forward, but not really. Like, I got to still kind of catch what happened.
Because if you guys bring up something and I go, even tonight I did it. I was like, oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Because I was still on kind of vacation mode. I'll tell you what I did. Besides doing the other podcasts, which were great, thank you guys again for letting me be on there. Man, I listened to a lot of music.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to a podcast either. Didn't listen to Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Didn't listen to Stone Cold. Didn't listen to Jericho. I was wanting to, but I'm so fed up with it, so I got tired of it. Said, bleh!
Yeah.
And all I listened to was great music. I played, I actually started doing Glory Fit, if you guys follow me on Twitter. Glory MMA and Fitness with Tim Elliott, James Krause, Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, Zach Cummings. I started doing that. I'm boxing now. I'm punching things. Now, I'm not punching people yet, but I'm punching bags and shit. It's feeling good.
Still had to work a little bit for the podcast because I didn't prepare long enough in advance.
And I'm going
to
help you out.
Shows. So now we're going to start. Yeah,
you're going to get a two-man show now, not just.
We're going to save those clips in advance after each week.
Starting after this episode, with this episode.
Yeah.
You're going to get a two-man show, so imagine how good we are now.
Yeah.
Because I bring, like, a little bit to the table.
She says, thanks to T-Mac for coming on DSJMP.com and talking about what else? Wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm excited about SummerSlam. Are you? By now, you guys gave your predictions. My question this week is, what do you think will happen the next night on Raw? Any new debuts? Anyone taking time off? What do you think? Always. Ooh. Love to hear your thoughts. Much love, Katie.
The First Lady.
Lady.
That was a good email.
P.S.
God damn it. That was a good email, though.
I bet you missed that, huh, T-Mac?
No, I don't.
That's good stuff.
Damn it. And I'm getting No!
P.S. If you guys read some tweets from someone like at BlueKazoo512, that's my niece Alyssa.
Hey!
Give her a follow. She's cool. Until next week, later.
Definitely will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did follow her from the...
Good.
I think.
We will.
We will if I didn't.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Cool! Hey,
and she did tweet the table, and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the
Alyssa.
Show. And Katie, you did exactly what we've been begging everyone to do. Tell a friend.
Yes.
You told a friend.
Tell a friend.
And they're involved now.
Yes.
Now, those of you who have told a friend and they are listening but they don't contribute, thank you.
Thank you.
We're not aware of it.
Right.
But thank you.
Yes.
But Katie, thank you for getting someone involved. That's all we want.
Yes.
A community here.
Yeah.
Where I'm just the angry asshole. Captain Awesome's leading the ship, and all of us are on board.
What do you think is going to happen the night after SummerSlam? I don't know about anybody taking time off. I don't know who's... I mean, I think Jericho might go away.
Yeah, I think Jericho might go away, and I honestly think Orton might go away for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think he's going to put over Roman Reigns, and then we might not see him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
maybe Kane?
Fuck
Kane. No, but they're going to have that movie's coming out.
Yeah, he's. I think he might take a step away from in-ring.
I don't know that anybody's coming up, so I don't know that we'll see any debuts.
The only one that I've been thinking about for a while is the Ascension. Because there's just nothing else there.
So there's been a lot of cryptic tweets coming from, what's the group's name, the tag team in Bullet Club? They were in TNA as Generation Me, the Young Bucks.
Young Bucks. Oh, is they're coming to WWE and stuff?
And NXT, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, they're good wrestlers, but look, here's why I'm a little frustrated with the debuts, right? We signed Kenta. Where is he?
Yeah.
We signed Prince Devitt. Yeah. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Yeah. Prince Devitt. Where is he?
Yeah.
Here's Kevin Steen. Yeah. No one's making surprises.
Nobody's doing anything yet.
Remember when Brock Lesnar debuted and he went out and
kicked shit out of people?
Yeah, he just threw everyone and
Karma.
Yeah,
although
Karma.
They had vignettes coming out before, but it was
That's still not a surprise. Hey, we got the next big thing, and he's going through the assembly line.
So we have Dusty's Dust, we have Ryback, so we have the Usos, we have the Wyatt family, those four tag teams. You bring up the Ascension, you have a fifth one. Bring in the Young Bucks, that could be a sixth.
But the Ascension has to, or not the Ascension, but the Young Bucks, if they do, they have to go through 6 months of NXT.
I still don't, but you know what else I'd like to see? Put the fucking primetime players back together. You fucked that up. Why did you turn Titus O'Neil heel just because he was like, I feel like turning heel now? If you're not going to, when you have a tag team and you're going to turn one heel, have a fucking plan for why you did that. With Shawn Michaels, he became a fucking star because they started pushing him as a main event guy. Or even, I mean, an icy guy. But like, there was no push behind Titus O'Neil. It was like, hey, he turned heel. Cool.
Yeah. Well, Darren Young's been MIA.
Yeah. But I mean, if they like.
Now because, he's in a new tag team.
Because it could have fucking done a tag team championship run with them. They were a great fucking face tag team.
You want to talk about another team that's kind of disappeared? Whatever happened to the New Nation?
Oh, I think that's done. I think they didn't like the feedback on it. I think what they didn't want to happen was people to say, it's the New Nation. And everybody's, you know, because I think they're trying to avoid anybody saying this is
race.
Yeah.
But Titus O'Neil's in a tag team with Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Slater Gator.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound anything like a 3-year-old made.
Yeah. No.
It's a Slater Gator. What is that? It's my new toy. It's a Slater Gator.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Slater Gator. It's my Slater Gator. Slater Gator has to take a nap. I'm going to cover him in my never give up towel. Slater Gator.
We'll fucking move on. Thanks, Katie. You're awesome. T-Mac's insane.
Slater Gator.
Slater Gator.
Here's my Slater Gator.
I love my Slater Gator.
Here's my Slater.
It's cool.
It's a gator.
It's Slater Gator.
Look at its towel.
Devil Vamp.
Come on, Devil.
Hey, guys. Hope you enjoyed your well-deserved 2 weeks off. Anywho, I was watching Raw this week, and first match was Roman versus Ryback. I still don't care about Roman. I don't see why everyone is on this guy's dick for. What's a dick for? I got up, walked into the other room, requested a return from Amazon, and came back. The match ended. By the way, up on SpanishNowsTable.net, our Amazon link is back.
Come on, it's back.
To help us out, because if you don't get enough purchases in time,
they kick you off.
They kick you off. I'm going to put up on the website too. We have the international ones also. I guess if you're in the UK, you have to have amazon.co.uk. So I'm going to put those up on maybe a separate page or something, maybe a link to all those so that it's not taking up space on the main page.
Come on.
To annoy you.
Right.
But yes, I have those. So ask me about that. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, help us out. We'll get a kickback from that. Anyway, the match ended exactly the way I knew it would. This guy is way cookie cutter. I mean, worse than Cena, but at least Cena did his dirt. Fuck! Okay, something positive. Did you know the network was only $9.99? What a great deal! What a fucking rib. Triple H has the best sense of humor. Your guy for picking top movies, Devil Vamp.
Okay, give me
P.S.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, T-Mac. All the guys had a ton of fun with you. Like talking with an old friend. You have an open door to come back anytime, Vamp.
Aw.
That is cool.
That is great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm glad you did that.
Give us a movie. Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Movies.
Here's my challenge to you. Every time you write in, which I hope is going to be every week.
Yep.
And I understand if you miss a week or two. But every time.
Give us a movie pick. The Devil Vamp pick of the week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give that to us.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah. The Devil Vamp movie bite of the week.
Right.
Huh?
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, that sounds weird.
No, it's good.
No, I like the idea, but the name.
Oh, yeah. We'll come up with a better name.
Come up with a better name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roman Reigns. Of course, that match ended the way. I mean, every big star that goes up against two guys beats the two guys.
Right.
I mean, that's just.
Yeah. And, of course, he's going to do it with his way that he's trying to get over.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't had the signature get over win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hogan was beating everyone with a leg drop. Until then, he beat Iron Sheik with a leg drop, and then it became famous.
Yeah.
Stone Cold beat everyone with the stunner until he stunned Vince McMahon, and then it became a stunner. You know what I'm saying?
And like, not everybody's on this guy's dick except the Marks and the like the Cena crowd, but that's what they do.
Whoa, you get behind
a big push.
Whoa.
What? Well, the IWC's not on his dick. We're not. This guy's not. People on other podcasts have heard him not. They're all saying, why are they pushing this guy? It's the classic IWC move.
Yeah.
Hey, Reigns great. But now.
Okay. I thought you were trying to say they never. Because we can listen back to episodes where I was screaming to the heavens that it should be Dean Ambrose. But everyone said.
Yeah.
It's Roman Reigns. Got the look. Now that they do it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Well, Slater Gator.
The whole thing is, Roman Reigns isn't great, but usually those top big guys aren't. They aren't the best in-ring workers.
Right.
They aren't the best, you know what I mean?
But like, you know where they are the best at? Huh. When they're doing media appearances.
Yeah. They look great.
Yeah.
They draw in a crowd. He's Roman a big Reigns, dude that looks good.
Yeah, Roman
Reigns. He's a very attractive man.
Yeah. Roman Reigns walks into this radio station, the girls doing sales are going to stop and walk down
even if
to say, who's that?
Don't know who the fuck he is.
Is he a football player?
Who
no, he's a wrestler.
That guy?
Ooh, I want to go to the show tonight.
Yeah. I want to lick his balls.
That's what Captain Awesome said.
I want to lick Roman Reigns' balls.
That's what Captain said.
Devil Vamp is awesome. Check out DSJMP.com.
Yeah, it's a great podcast. One. And he does a great job hosting with many different personalities.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
It is.
Handling a round table of some of these personalities.
Yeah.
Because I know some of these personalities.
Yeah, and they're
hard to rein in.
Come on.
Speaking of, it's time for Heavy Set. Heavy Set. Who I also saw on my trip. Coming back.
Yeah, I saw the picture. You guys staring each other down.
Coming back, I get a picture text message. It says, where you at, Cap? And it's a picture of the Kansas City Royals Stadium. And I was like, I was about an hour away from home. And I was like, currently I'm on West I-70 at whatever mile. And he was like, well, I'm on E-70 at whatever. We're like 50 miles apart. And I was like, hey, we'll be crossing paths around whatever. I was just going to tell him to give me the fucking truck or honk, you know? And he was like, hey, there's a TA, a, you know, truck stop at this mile marker. Want to meet up? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I got to take a piss anyway. You know what I mean? So we just, hey, man, what's up? You know, just gave a little, hey, shit. Cool to see you.
All right.
Let's take a picture. Yeah. So it was cool, though. So Heavy Set again. Yeah.
Heavy Set.
Heavy Set. What were the odds? He was like, hey, where are you at? And I was like, I'm about 50 fucking miles away from you. Yeah, that's cool. He says, what's up?
Fat asses.
It's the one and only. Oh, excuse me. I said that wrong. It's the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Heavy Set. You know what they say about me, right?
He's fat!
Besides that.
He's still a fat bastard!
Actually.
I'm hungry!
So! How are you guys? Good, good. Good to hear. How was your break? How was your vacation, Captain? We've talked about this at length. Did you run into anyone in the show me state of St. Louis, Missouri? Yes, I did. Heavy Set. It's really hard to come up with a topic when I haven't heard or when I haven't had to write an email in 3 weeks and had a new episode in two, but I'm here anyways. SummerSlam is this weekend, obviously. What is your favorite individual SummerSlam of all time? Also, what is your favorite SummerSlam match of all time? For me, they are both SummerSlam 1992 and its main event, Bret Hart versus the British Bulldog. I used to own it on VHS. It was the first WWE home video I owned and the only one for many years. I used to watch it on a weekly/monthly basis. Bret and Davey Boy was such a classic and one of the few times that the IC title headlined a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that will do it for me this week as I get back into my weekly emails to this awesome show. Never give up! Heavy Set.
Awesome.
We did a top five SummerSlams last year's SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Actually.
I remember.
P.S.
God dang it. You can't know. That's you're an evil person.
$9.99.
All right, what's yours?
P.P.S.
God damn it.
Hey, T-Mac.
Yes?
Did your fat ass eat all of those Reese's yet?
P.P. Can I answer that?
P.S. God, I miss this.
No, I haven't ate all of them yet.
We gave one to Rob Schamberger today.
Yeah, Rob ate one, so that's good.
Yep.
What's your favorite SummerSlam?
I forget what we did because we did the picks. It might have been that. I think
change in a year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put I know the perfect, was it perfect Bret Hart that did a SummerSlam match?
Yeah.
It's hard without reviewing SummerSlam because there's so many of them. That was a big match. And if I correct me if I'm not, is that the one where Bulldog was so fucking zonked out of his gourd on drugs that he didn't remember the match, and Bret Hart had to fucking do it all on the fly during the match?
Yeah. And the World Heavyweight title match was weird. It was Ultimate Warrior and Macho Man, and Perfect was like gonna pick a side, and then Flair.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H. Shawn Michaels' first match back from.
Here's mine. This is my favorite. My favorite individual WrestleMania, SummerSlam. SummerSlam. My favorite individual SummerSlam, SummerSlam 2002. My favorite SummerSlam individual match, HBK, Triple H in the street fight. Amazing. And that whole thing. The first match was Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the main event was the arrival of Brock Lesnar against The Rock, which, if you watch that F5 one more time, he literally fucking throws Rock into the fifth row.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, boom, just F5s him.
Yeah.
He almost F5'd the black off of him. It was insane. Okay? It was a great, great SummerSlam. That's my favorite one.
F5 the black off of him. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not good at these. What's your favorite? What's your best of all time? Like, it's
2002. Everything about that was great.
I will say.
Not great. Everything about it was very, very good. Three moments were great.
I know last year when we did, this was like the first pay-per-view we came across doing the show with SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
And I know we did a top five.
Yeah, Charlie asked us.
And I know mine was earlier than yours. Mine was more the Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect era.
And it comes back to our memory and stuff.
Yeah, because I'm older than you.
Way older.
Which means I'm wiser than you.
And you're going to die sooner, probably.
Oh, God, I'm surprised I haven't died yet.
Yeah, I might die soon.
Yeah. Heavy Set, good to hear from you.
Oh, as always.
It was good to see you again.
Uh-huh.
And we will move on to the final email.
Okay.
Of the week.
Let's go.
From GBL.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Cappy and T Mackie. On PGBL, back for episode 55. Fuck yeah. So, let's get this giant bag of monkey nuts we call an email started. Here is UnPGBL's fucktastic GBFU of Raw this week. More awesome than a Hulk Hogan sex tape, brother. Fucker.
Fucker.
The good. Paige's ass when she skips to the ring. I'd like to take a bite out of that ass-tasticness. Fucking yummy. The other good, Scott Hall's survey. Hey, fucking yo, motherfuckers. I love it. I do love Scott Hall. The bad.
I love the clean, sober Scott Hall. You know what I mean? When he's, like what Eric Bischoff said, when he's on...
Yeah.
He could be one of the greatest of all times. Yeah. I just don't, you know, he made reference on the Raw Fallout. He was like, now it's time to party. And I was just like, no. Yeah,
don't say that.
No, don't do it, please.
Scott Hall was always the coolest motherfucker in the room,
mm-hmm.
wherever he was.
Yep.
Just always. He's the only guy that could come out in jeans and a denim vest on WCW Nitro and be like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
It's Scott Hall.
Yeah, of course.
The bad. The fucking painful shilling of the WWE Network. Who gives a crap if it's $9.99? I'd like to take that $9.99 and stick it up Vince's fag fucking stupid ass. Less shilling, more wrestling, fuckers. Hey, it went live in like 170 countries this week. I found out, or didn't find out, but the speculation this week on allwrestling.com, their week in review podcast with Dan the Cannon, on why it's not in England yet, even with this major international release. England, currently... People that subscribe to Sky Network over there for £15 a week already get WWE pay-per-views on Sky Sports. And they're not going to get rid of Sky Sports just because that's like their ESPN over there.
Right.
So they're going to maintain that. And for as long as WWE's contract with Sky Sports is there, they might have to rethink how they push out the network or just not do it. Now, I don't know how long that contract is, but that's likely why they're still figuring out how the fuck are we going to do this in England.
Well, it comes out October 1st.
What?
The network.
In England?
Yeah.
Really?
JBL. He always says that.
Oh, shit.
And so for my friends in England,
okay.
That keeps asking, it's October 1st.
In Canada, it's an actual TV network.
Mm-hmm.
They made a deal with somebody up there. So, you buy the network, like the cable network. So
and
interesting
the only
to see how they do this around the world.
The only reason I remember that it's October 1st is the next day is my birthday, October 2nd. I'll be 29 years young.
29, huh?
Yep.
Last year, when you still have your warranty.
Yep.
The warranty runs out at 30.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Okay.
The ugly. Mr. Wonderful's entrance theme on Raw. The sounds of a cat being ass-raped would have sounded better.
And so would have looking at it.
As always, continue to pump out the awesome podcast where you guys fucking rule, but beware of the cunt punt!
That's great.
You got to beware of the cunt punt. You can't, like, it's a scary.
You got to know where it's
it's
at.
It's the thing. I love these un-PGBL emails.
Hey, did you change?
P.S.
God dang it.
Did you notice how Brock didn't get in Nash's face when he crashed Hogan's party, yet was quite happy to bump into Piper or Flair? Typical faggot. Fuck! Ass-munching cock stain! I hope Cena fucked his ass with no lube at SummerSlam for only $9.99.
Did you want
him? Later, fucker.
Did you want him?
Jeeves.
Did you want him to bump every single guy?
If he bumped Kevin Nash, he'd tear a quad, so he can't. Yeah. So Nash strict, no contact rule.
Yeah, Nash had this.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's so many guys in there. What did you want him
He's
to do?
He's going to bump every single one.
Every.
He made his point.
Yeah. Now, I thought it would have been cool if he like bumped, face palm.
Well, here's the thing. Out of everybody in there besides, okay, let's exclude Hogan and Nash, I guess. You have Flair, yeah. Orndorff,
Hall.
Piper, Hall. If he bumps any of those, he's not making a statement. Piper is probably one of those old guys that could legitimately actually fight him back.
I mean, yeah.
Wouldn't still get his ass kicked, but
still think he could.
He's the only one that's not decrepit and falling over.
Yeah.
And even Nash, you could say that. Goddamn, how old did Nash and Hogan or Hall look? They were fucking grayed out.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Hogan looked like the youngest guy in the goddamn ring.
Hogan always. Hogan, Jesus. When you get him around other guys of his generation, always looks the best.
Yeah.
Now, he just hasn't stopped the juice.
Yeah.
So, hey,
yeah,
fuck
he
it.
Keeps working out.
Yeah,
he keeps
working.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he
that's
always
why his
looks.
His falling apart.
Yeah. But he always looks amazing. Like him and Tony Atlas always look better than everyone else.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was cool to see Mean Gene, though, too.
I loved it. How he started it off. And, and Hogan with the Mean Gene.
I also like that Jimmy Hart was never referred to and never said nothing.
Just standing right
there. Standing there. Yep. That's who Rockstar Spud reminds me of with the suits.
Uh-huh.
That's almost the best likeness
of
Rockstar Spud in the stage. Yep. It's Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Ah, yeah,
the heel Jimmy Hart running around. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene. It was
great. You know something, Mean Gene?
Yeah. it was great.
Yeah.
It was weird. I will say this. It was a tad weird to see Hogan with his Hulkamania do-rag, but then the NWO shirt.
Yeah,
and I get that he was both.
Yeah.
It just didn't look right.
That was cool that he did rip the shirt off his NWO shirt. I was like that. That was cool.
And I did mark out, even though you guys all know this by now, new listeners, Hogan is my end-all be-all as far as pro wrestlers go. But I did mark out a little bit when Brock came out.
I was like,
this is going to be tight as it was shit.
And I like the wrestler's part, and he came out like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he looked like he was like, I'm going to legitimately kill everybody in that fucking ring.
And everyone up on the stage, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just, I'm going to kill everybody.
Yeah. No one got in his way. And Paul Heyman.
I was hoping, like, somebody, like, wouldn't have necessarily got in the way, and he would have just, like, fucking, like, launched that motherfucker. Like, just with a side elbow, like, get out of my
someone
way.
Someone takes a big bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Paul Heyman just plays
even a girl, like just accidentally by proxy, like he fucking shoves a guy out of his way and it like knocks a girl and like everybody's just like,
hey,
whoa. And he just looks like, what are you going to fucking do about it?
Right.
And walks off.
And Paul Heyman just plays that. He plays the perfect, like, remember in A Christmas Story when the bully would pick on people, but then the little bastard behind
he's just
him.
Laughing. Yeah. He's just fucking roll. Yeah.
It's just like
he's
that
guy where he's like, I know everybody kicked my ass, but you're not gonna with him.
Right. Yeah. And he just did that with all of
Side
them.
Side note, there was a fight that I was involved in middle school, and the guy's bigger than me. But I wasn't like afraid, like I'm gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, this is gonna be a tough fight. This guy's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that I never really talked to, but a couple times, but was best friends with my cousins. My cousin Steve. One of his best friends was with a family in town that you didn't want to fuck with, right?
Right.
He was one of the. I won't say their last name, but it was like, oh, he's one of the.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't fuck with these people.
Right.
He sees us two staring each other down and a crowd coming over. And, like, I see him off in the corner, and he, like, kind of pops his head up and is like, no. He starts shaking his head, threw his backpack down, comes fucking barreling over there and stands right next to me. And he's like, what the fuck is going on over here? And then the guy was like, nothing. He's like, because, like, are you going to fight him? He was just like, because, I if you're fucking with him, I need to know. And then I was like, no, we don't got a problem. And I was just like, yeah. What's the problem, motherfucker? Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I was like, yeah.
I always used to do that in football when, like, one of the middle linebackers would get a huge hit in practice,
right.
I would stand behind the middle linebacker. I'm like, yeah, bitch, what now? Huh? Huh? Because I'm like 150 pounds at the
time. You're Kenny King all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was Kenny King. What? What? You just got fucked up.
Yeah, and that's exactly the Paul Heyman. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just does that.
Now I got my bodyguard. Fuck you.
And he kind of like shit on all the legends. Like, it was almost like, now it's my turn to finally tell all these assholes what I've always thought.
Yes.
You know, and it was great. And,
that was good.
And fucking Lesnar with the party's over, Grandpa.
Oh, it was just great.
God, that loved was great. It.
This has been a good show, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Felt a little bit rusty, a little bit out of practice, but we're going to get there. We're going to get back in top form for the hands down best pro wrestling podcast on the internet. The funniest pro wrestling podcast on the internet.
The best.
And the best, yeah.
No, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's
Uncensored.
The best.
It's the best. We are the best in the world at what we do. Hell, we're just the best in the world.
We're the best.
Because we're the Spanish announce table.
We're
if you
best.
Want to know where you can find that, it's on the newly revamped SpanishAnnounceTable.net. And
Bay equals bacon and eggs.
Really?
TrainingTopicsNetwork.com. That's what it says.
Really? All right.
There it is.
See you next week. Heroes dying. I taste blood that's trying. I feel tension rising.